InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Very deplorable conditions, very dirty conditions. We found children who have been raped.
We got exclusive access to the team operating from what they call the War Room in Washington, D.C. Working under the Department of Health and Human Services, the team is made up of volunteers from agencies like the FBI and Homeland Security investigations. The team is entirely data-driven. They're focused on analyzing records and addresses to track down where these minors ended up. More than 22,000 unaccompanied children have been found so far under this Trump administration. 27 of the minors were found dead, either murdered or by suicide, car accidents, or drug overdoses. And more than 400 sponsors have been arrested.
We're talking about debt bondage, where children are being made to work off debt, trafficking debt. We're talking about children that were brought into situations and then treated like sexual slaves.
In early 2021, record number of children became crossing the border. According to HHS, between 2021 to 2024, more than 470,000 unaccompanied children crossed into the United States. Records show that many of these children were released to sponsors under very laxed vetting policies.
What do you think people would be surprised of when it comes to the lack of screening?
Well, under the last administration, there was a severe lack of screening. There was no DNA testing to see if there was a familial connection. Children were released to people that said they were their parents who were not. And in many cases, the data is horrible. What the Biden administration was taking in and actually putting into our computer systems was not the right information. So now we have to draw that all back in and deeply investigate into where some of these children went.
Consulting with people in HHS, DHS, even before Trump got back into office, the people they had lined up to get in there. And I can tell you, in the last 7 months, they have battled the courts, the Democrats, the confirmation hearings, all of it, where the Democrats and many of the neocons and the media and the law firms have fought like the devil to try to keep the location and the files on these children secret. Now, the number's up to 478,000 that were deliberately disappeared by the Biden administration that ICE and DHS had in their custody, and they were ordered, in many cases, to release them with no paperwork to convicted criminals, known drug cartels, known human traffickers, as the Attorney General Pam Bondi said just yesterday at a press conference. And I can tell you, they have big task forces set up. They've already had a lot of indictments of people, the human smugglers, and even people inside the government that were involved. And they're now moving up the chain. The issue is, you see the indictments here and there in the news, you have to dig because it's not getting a lot of attention. The corporate media doesn't want to cover it. And then people say, well, I want to hear about the children. Well, I've got articles for you. It's 4-year-old children, 2-year-old children, 7-year-old, you name it, being raped, being killed. They are minors, and so their identities are protected. The problem is, it'll take till people actually have their trials for any of this to come out. But it is bad. And the people finding all of this, which is as bad as we thought or worse, they say it's just tearing their guts out. Yeah, this is a 2-year-old they just saved. I mean, it is unbelievably evil what the Democrats did. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Mayorkas needs to be in a Supermax prison. every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at theolixirstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at theolixirstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we have an incredibly full and important play today on this Tuesday, September 9th, 2025 transmission. The Trump administration is going into high gear, finding the children smuggled in by the Biden administration, working with the human traffickers and smugglers. Biggest developments yet on that front. Tons of incredible information and horrific information, but it's good that the children are being saved, but they've just begun. Israel has struck Hamas in Doha, in Qatar. This is an unprecedented move, basically killing the final leadership that had been put in power by Israel. So Israel's tying up loose ends. We've got the story behind the story on Israel bombing its ally. And that the Trump administration, remember you saw the headlines, oh, Trump working closely with Hamas and Israel to end the war within days, a few days ago. And I said, they lured them to a peace conference and blew the building up. And that's what Iran said they thought happened with a bunch of their generals and people that were in that building when Israel first struck, before the U.S. struck. So nobody is going to ever negotiate with the United States with this type of behavior. I'm not crying over Hamas being dead, but I mean, this is just as crooked as a dog's hind leg. So we'll look at the facts on that first. We're now learning a lot more about the murder of the Ukrainian 23-year-old woman refugee. The controlled corporate media had a total blackout over the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then yesterday, finally, they covered it, MSNBC, CNN, they all said the same thing. It is racist to talk about this. It is white supremacy to talk about it. And then now the FBI just released the audio, because they have the full video. They just released all the video of him saying, I got that white girl. Funny, that's what the black guy that shot Jamie White, allegedly, he's been charged with capital murder, did a rap song about how he killed that white guy with a 9 in the neck. No, not racial at all. Not racial at all. Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes released the career criminal, the Carlos Brown that killed her months before he brutally stabbed Ukrainian refugee because he made her a promise to be good. By the way, now photos have emerged of her in her apartment with Black Lives Matter all over the place. Of course. So, there you go. He should have just tried to get a date with her. Nope, right, just kill her. So, this is the open season on why I got a whole bunch of more white people brutally just stabbed and shot and murdered because they were white today. I'm not even looking for this stuff. It's just everywhere. Of course, we know the statistics. Most black folks aren't like this, but we need to decry it. Because the leftist media saying whites are inherently evil is directly triggering unstable, mentally ill people to do this. I guarantee you, if the corporate media started telling white people to go out and kill black people, there's enough suggestible nuts that you'd see a huge upsurge. That is exactly what's going on here. And they know exactly what they're doing. So we got huge developments there. And the audio that the FBI has released, why they're not releasing the full video, I don't know, of him saying, you know, he got that white girl. He got that white lady. You sure did, buddy. You sure did. So that's all coming up. We also have huge developments with attempts to oust RFK Jr. as he takes on Big Pharma and devastates them. Massive information on that front. Big developments on the Ukraine war front. Huge developments with U.S. troops in ships massing off the coast of Venezuela and now training for amphibious landings. You know, I've really thought about this. As much as I don't like Maduro, as much as I know he's a dictator, as much as I know he manipulates our elections and floods with fentanyl, I've always been against regime change because the globalists always end up putting somebody else in that's even worse or as bad. You could say Trump would probably, you know, have real elections there, and they'd probably help him. They used to be the richest country in Latin America. They used to be richer than us. And I'd like to see him free, but you know what? It's just not right, regime change. And so I've been on the fence about it, but I think it could be a setup, a quagmire, a bay of pigs. I think the United States should not invade Venezuela. But I tell you, Venezuela starts shooting at our ships and the rest of it, it's going to happen. And yeah, Trump won't know about it, but the U.S. military has been pulling Gulf of Tonkin stuff way before the Gulf of Tonkin in 64. U.S. Navy blew up the Maine, the battleship Maine in Havana Harbor, to get that war, the Spanish-American war, going. And that's when we became an empire officially, really. Not officially, but officially in reality. Took all of Spain's islands in the Pacific for refueling stations. They call them coaling stations for the steam engines. So that's where we are. We'll be looking at that as well. So much more today and some special guest I'll be telling you about, and I intend to open the phones up. But right now, let's start this off with an ABC News report. Israel says it targeted Hamas leadership at Qatar's capital as blast heard in Doha. And we have footage of that happening as well. Then I'm going to give you the news behind the news and the rest of the story. Here it is.
Qatar is condemning Israel for what it says was an IDF strike on its capital city of Doha. After multiple explosions in the city, the Israeli military has released a statement saying it's conducted a precise strike targeting Hamas senior leadership, but Israeli officials aren't saying where that strike happened. Now let's go right to Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell in Jerusalem with more. So, Ian, what do we know so far?
Yeah, so what we know is earlier this afternoon, local time, there were reports of explosions in the capital of Qatar, Doha. We saw plumes of black smoke rising up into the sky. We then had this slightly unclear statement from the IDF saying that they conducted a precise strike targeting, quotes, the senior leadership of the Hamas terrorist organization, but as you said yourself, without saying exactly where that happened. But it didn't take very long for the Qataris themselves to issue a statement, the Qatari Foreign Ministry, saying that the country condemns in the strongest terms the cowardly Israeli attack targeting the residential headquarters of several members of the Hamas political bureau in the Qatari capital, Doha. Why Doha? Well, Hamas has used it as a political base for many, many years now. It's also where the negotiating teams have been based for not just Hamas, but obviously the Qataris, but also the Americans and the Israelis have been traveling back and forth to Qatar and engaged in those discussions. Meanwhile, the Qataris go on to say that this criminal act constitutes a flagrant violation of all international laws and norms and a serious threat to the safety and security. Now, Diane, I've lost communication with me, but let me just tell you that Hamas themselves on their Telegram channel, this is a social media channel, confirmed that there has been a target on the office of their leader in Gaza. Not in Gaza, he's in Doha, Khalil al-Hayya. This is a major, major development. Remember that Israel does enjoy diplomatic relations with Qatar as well as a number of other countries. This will blow out the water any immediate prospect of peace, any immediate prospect of a ceasefire or hostage release, something that President Trump has been talking about only in the last couple of days, saying that he felt a deal was close to being done. The key questions, I think, that now need to be answered. Firstly, who, if anyone, was killed in this strike and what impact will it have on Hamas leadership? Was the United States notified? In which case, how does it think that there is any kind of credible negotiations or peace deal to be done? And what does it do to the future of relations between Israel and the Palestinians, as you have Israel stepping up operations in Gaza and the West Bank, conducting strikes elsewhere in the region, normally against foes, former or present, but we haven't seen a strike like this in a very long time, and certainly not in Qatar as long as I can remember.
All right, so here are the facts. They are irrefutable, and it's a long formula that Israel did not invent. The British, for a little over 200 years, have been doing it, and they created the modern Middle East and created Saudi Arabia and used them to invade whoever they wanted from really 1900 until now. And the Wahhabists, which is about 79% of Islam, and it goes right through to the United States using them against the Russians in the 70s and 80s, and then, of course, on 9/11, both U.S. and Israel involved heavily. With folks from Saudi Arabia, and then it just leads right into Israel working with Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other groups, and founding Hamas, and bragging about it. Just type in Israel founded Hamas. Israel has given hundreds of billions of dollars we know of to Hamas since the 80s. It intensified and roughly tripled. You can pull up the articles out of the Jerusalem Post. Under Benjamin Netanyahu, and he only cut the funding off to them a few months before the October 7th attack. And, of course, Turkey, NATO, and Israel publicly, a month before Trump got in, because they wanted to get it done, after 16 years trying to topple Assad, were successful. Using drones with Turkish and Israeli intelligence and telemetry to attack. So again, just like in Ukraine and just like now in the Middle East, the drone warfare isn't coming. It's here and it's dominant. Yeah, there's the Times of Israel for years, Netanyahu propped up Hamas. Now it's blown up in our faces. Well, it's keeping him in power and you're expanding Israel. So they never 100% fully controlled it, but definitely worked with the leadership who would live in Qatar and other places, and they never really killed top leaders until now. Israel has now killed all of the top leadership of Hamas in Lebanon, Qatar, everywhere. And the last two, the two top guys, are reportedly dead. They were lured to a peace conference that Trump was openly promoting and telling him to come to 2 days ago. Oh, we were in deep negotiations. I think we've got it done. And this is the same thing where they lured a bunch of the Iranians to a peace negotiation. And then the Israelis started, you know, their people on the ground that had prepositioned missile batteries and drones, killed them. And people are like, oh, stunning genius. You're not supposed to lure people to a parlay, a white flag, and then kill them. And when you start doing that, well, then how do we say we're better than them? I mean, it's just out of control. But here's the thing. Israel's done with Hamas. They've been using them for 40 years. Try that 40 years. And they used them, and Israel, Netanyahu's on tape saying, no, we prop them up because they're destabilizing, and then they never get a real government in Gaza. And so Israel has an enemy. And then Israel gets to build up its military. And then Hamas probably got mad because Netanyahu cut the money off. And the Israelis have infiltrated all their groups. They have massive cores of Arabs on their payroll. they even put them in leadership positions of governments before it's come out. You know, where Israel literally grooms someone for 30, 40 years and then gets them into the prime ministership, the presidentship, you know, the heads of agencies in Syria, you name it. And then they can manipulate things. Well, now, and I said this in the last month, I said they're done with Hamas. And now as an organization, it's going to be shut down and destroyed. And then they've got Al-Qaeda, the former world leader of Al-Qaeda, literally looks like Osama bin Laden, is the dictator of Syria. And then, you know, pro-Israeli folks like Rabbi Shmuley, he's like, yeah, but you saw Israel blew up their navy. My son was involved in that, and we blew up their military bases and everything. Yeah, no, no, Israel definitely put Al-Qaeda in with the help of Turkey and NATO, and then did destroy any of its offensive capabilities. But the point is, you put them in there, and now they're killing the Christians and the Muslim minorities. I mean, there's just endless videos of mass graves, people begging, being shot and thrown off buildings. So it is so cold-blooded, it is so vicious, it is so Machiavelli. But again, Israel doesn't want stable governments in Gaza, in Syria, in Iraq. And neither does the United States. So, yeah, there's the leader of Syria right now, the former world leader of Al-Qaeda. Right before he took over, he goes, I'm no longer Al-Qaeda. And he put on a suit instead of camouflage. And Trump met with him over, you know, a few months ago. It just goes on and on and on. So just like the left wants destabilization and Cloward and Piven and crime the streets as a mode of control, it's the same thing. And look, the British, with only a few thousand troops, controlled India for hundreds of years and killed an estimated, playing them off against each other, 40 million Hindus and others during their occupation, historians estimate. And they'd only have a few thousand troops per major region, maximum 10,000 any one time over those years, and can control them with divide and conquer manipulation. So everybody that wants to attack Israel and say that Israel is the original sin and that Israel only does evil things, it's not a defense of that. It's mental illness when you look at the evil crap Netanyahu's doing and to say, oh, look, Jews are all inherently devils because this government is so evil. Our government was even as involved in 9/11 as Netanyahu was with the neocons. It's the same thing. So the British have been putting unstable people in the Middle East for hundreds of years for control. They've written military doctrine books on it hundreds of years ago. It's called the Great Game. This is white 101 in geopolitical study. You want to be a political scientist? You want to study geopolitics? You can look it up. Until about the 80s, I've read this many places. You know what the number one PhD thesis would be? It would be on the geopolitics of the Middle East or Central Asia and the subcontinent of India and the Great Game. It's called the Great Game. The Great Game. The Great Game. And that's divide and conquer. And then the Rothschilds and British intelligence created the Balfour Declaration and then the proto-Israel. And then the Parliament wouldn't vote because that was the intelligence agency. So British intelligence greenlit the Israelis in the late 40s, early 50s to start bombing the British military bases and hotels, like the King David Hotel. So again, Israel attacked the USS Liberty to sink it, to be able to attack Egypt. The ship wouldn't sink, most decorated ship in U.S. history. All the folks that hate Israel, and that's all they talk about, got mad when I made films on it and had the top officers on, and the JAG officers that, you know, had the hearings on it. Nobody's interviewed more people on the Liberty than me because most of them are dead. I've been on here 30-plus years. Been interviewing them 30-plus years. The head of the association, all of it. LBJ sent the ship out, turned air wings back twice, and told the admiral when he refused to follow the next order, he said, I want to talk to the president. They patched him in over sat phone, and he told him, yeah, they had sat phone then, sat phone, it's in the historical record, and said, I want that GD ship on the bottom, and I will have you court-martialed if you don't turn back those aircraft. And then the anti-Israel people go, oh, my God, he's saying the U.S. government did it. He's covering up from Israel. No, I interviewed all the head of the JAG court. I interviewed Admiral Moore, who was the head of the Navy at the time. I interviewed the family of McGonagall, the captain. He was already dead. I've interviewed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We got to find those interviews. They're somewhere out there. But the point is that I think actually Chase said they did find them. We should get crew hired to be able to upload. We're all maxed out working 15 hours a day here. But this isn't about me. It's about understanding how the world works and not being naive about this. It is wrong when LBJ did that. He's evil. It is wrong that Israel's leadership did that. They were evil. The truth is, it's total proof of the premeditation that it was done 100% deliberately. They even had Israeli pilots. This has been in the Israeli news. Who turned back and refused, and who then they started court-martials but dropped them. Because they're flying over, saying, giant American flag. No, I'm not going to attack it with our cannons. You will attack it. And one wing turned around and wouldn't do it, so they sent more. Then they sent, after bombing it for a day and torpedoing it, they sent Israeli Marines on helicopters, and they refused. So they're literally looking at the boat, bleeding men everywhere, men with guns ready, and said, we're not doing this. So that's why we know the Americans blew the whistle, the Israelis blew the whistle. And it was done to sink it like the Gulf of Tonkin that got us into Vietnam a few years before, in 64. Now, in the case of the Gulf of Tonkin, when the ships returned to San Diego 6 months later after the rotation, it was in the San Diego news, but it became a rumor later because people didn't ever have the San Diego article. You can pull it up. Sailors say their ships were never attacked. So in the case of that, it was later declassified in 2004 that indeed LBJ and McNamara just made it up and just said the ships were attacked. Well, that wasn't enough, I guess. So a few years later, they get with the Israelis. The Israelis got with them and said, yeah, we want the U.S. to go into full war with you during that war that was going in 67. And they made the decision. I don't know who cooked it up, but it doesn't take away the guilt of the Israelis. It's what happened. But you've got to face our government was evil too. And stop this thing of evil can only be in Jews. That is not a blanket defense of anybody. I have had the Israeli lobby on my ass for at least 25 years. And I can tell you, it's been the Israeli lobby and the ADL, these law firms, been the tip of the spear against us. But I refuse to get down on their level. I want to be real and genuine and just state the facts, because I refuse, just because we're 20-1 black-on-white crime, to say black people are inherently bad. And I refuse, just because you've got a bunch of supervillain people in the Mossad and the Jewish lobby that really are a legion of organized crime, to then blanketly go Hitler on people. Because if you study Hitler and the real history, and I had family that was over there, absolute criminal, looting, you know, not caring about his own people, got 24 million Germans killed, megalomaniacal, occultist. And you see all this pro-Hitler stuff. He was a Christian. He loved dogs. He loved blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, no, no. If you study history, usually governments are evil. Free, good governments are very rare. That's what we're trying to have here. But by ascribing evil only to being able to be conducted by Jews, you blind yourself to everything else going on in the world. But I'm going to go after Israel when we come back. Stay with us.
Nothing. High news. Black Dr. Roland.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat eating son of a gun loving fun loving hot blooded Texian two stepping outlaw free one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. tinfoil hat kit now at theellisonstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit. He was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
What you are about to witness is a chilling tale of government deception and propaganda, meticulously designed to rally public support for war. As you are about to see, these tactics have succeeded before, and they are prepared and equipped to manipulate us again. So this is a cautionary tale. This is the art of selling war.
In 1990, during the run-up to the Gulf War in Iraq, a tearful teenage Kuwaiti girl, known only as Nayira, described a horrifying scene. Iraqi soldiers storming hospitals in Kuwait, ripping babies from incubators and leaving them to die on the cold floor.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Nayira, and I just came out of Kuwait. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Her testimony was raw, emotional, and unforgettable. It was broadcast all across America. The news networks aired her story repeatedly. President George H.W. Bush referenced it in his speeches, and support for military intervention in the Gulf War skyrocketed.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that
Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
Babies pulled from incubators and scattered like firewood across the floor.
That was horrifying.
But there was a problem. Nayura's story was one big fat lie. Nayura wasn't an ordinary volunteer nurse, as she claimed. No, she was Nerya Al-Saba, the daughter of Kuwaiti's ambassador to the United States and member of the Kuwaiti royal family. The American public got scammed. Nerya's testimony was a carefully staged performance. And this is how it happened. Nayura's testimony was organized by a front group with close ties to the Bush administration. They came up with the name Citizens for a Free Kuwait, and they hired a powerful PR firm, Hill & Knowlton, who had close ties to the CIA. Their objective? Launch a massive propaganda campaign to sway public and congressional opinion to go to war in Iraq. Nayura was even given acting lessons, and focus groups felt the incubator story would strongly resonate with the American people, and it did. It became the centerpiece, a lie so vivid it drowned out skepticism.
Now is the time to check the aggression of this ruthless dictator whose troops have bayoneted pregnant women and have ripped babies from their incubators in Kuwait.
Daylight brings only the digging of yet more graves.
Soon there were reports of mass burials of premature babies in Kuwait, dumped from incubators which were then trucked to Baghdad.
The Iraqis tore the respirators from their incubators.
They stole the incubators and threw the babies out of the incubators.
22 newborn babies were in incubators at Adan Hospital, and the troops, the Iraqi troops, turned off the oxygen of those incubators.
And then there's this guy. Holocaust survivor Representative Tom Lantos was brought in to co-chair the Congressional Human Rights Caucus. After all, he would recognize a Hitler if he saw one.
Premature infants in incubators were sentenced to die by having the incubators removed and the children allowed to perish.
Saddam Hussein has now unleashed on the people of Kuwait unspeakable horrors, and it is the responsibility of all of us to awaken an indifferent and disinterested world community to what this new Hitler means.
And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with Hitler Revisited.
And so began the American public's rally cry to support the goal.
It's an excellent report McBreen did. It's another 10 minutes to it. Learn from the past or fall for the lies again. A gripping tale of propaganda that sold wars then and still does. The Art of Selling War. It's also posted to Real Off Shows on X or at Media Rival on X, Dermot Breen's X. Good job, Darren. I just want to just give you a little bit of past history there, because then that war triggered all the sanctions that went on for over a decade. The Clintons, when they got in, tripled the sanctions where you couldn't even ship a toothbrush into the country. No antibiotics, no medicine. Their population had exploded with oil money. And it'd be like if the U.S. had all its medicine and food cut off. Upwards of 3 million people starved to death, half of them children. Madeleine Albright early on got asked about it, half a million kids, and she said it was a good price to pay. It later got up to over 1.5 million estimated by the State Department. And she said, yeah, we'd do it again. So this is the absolute cold-blooded evil, and this is what the West has been doing in the Middle East, toppling people that we put in. And that's why I'm about to get into Hamas right now, but I wanted to just show you one example. I want you to listen to me very carefully. It is mainline history. You can just type in, even to Google. Saddam Hussein was recruited and trained by the CIA in 1958 when he was 18 and had been in the army. And they said, this guy's smart. He's good looking. These reports have been declassified. He's tough. They sent him to Egypt for 2 years for commando leadership training under the CIA. They then sent him back, and he tried to kill the president. He only wounded him. Then he was able to kill a bunch of other people. He then fled the country. Then the CIA came back and said, if you make him the head of security, we will back you. Then a few years later, he staged a coup in 79, became the dictator. Then the U.S. openly said, we'll buy your oil and give you billions of dollars and give you weapons if you attack Iran, who the CIA a few years before had put the Ayatollahs in. That's on record. He didn't even look that up. And so the CIA directed with British trucks that launch hydrogen balloons on multi-thousand foot cables with then cameras and radar optics that then direct artillery, and they also directed the NERB gas artillery. That's all declassified. Your radio listener, we're showing news articles that show it. So, but then later, we got to invade Iraq in 1990, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, because he gassed the Kurds and the Iranians. And you know who gave him the gas? You know who gave him the trucks, the artillery? And then it gets better. Before they go in 2003, they show the trucks, and Secretary of State Colin Powell testifies with a little anthrax file to the UN and Congress. Look at these trucks. They're centrifuge trucks for creating anthrax. You don't create anthrax in a truck. And everybody looked at Jane's Weapons Quarterly, and everybody knew what the trucks were. And they went, those are the British trucks the U.S. paid for. So these lies are so easily disproven. But back then, there wasn't an internet for the general public, so the average person, even in 2003, didn't know how to look up Jane's Weapons Quarterly. We did. We covered it. You got the CIA director behind him right there, talking about evil. So that's what's been going on here. So they build up these enemies. They turn them loose on people. And then they turn around and pull the rug out from under them, put the people under sanctions, and kill 3 million people. So everybody needs to understand how these formulas work. So to understand what Israel's doing with Hamas, you have to know the past. Israel created Hamas. Nobody funded them and worked with them like Netanyahu to destabilize the region and have an excuse for Israel to expand its military and control. And then now they're done with Hamas after they stood down on October 7th so they could do more damage. And now they're taking out the leadership, which they never took out senior leadership until the last year or so. Now they're actually getting rid of them. They're done with them. Just like when the United States captured Saddam after the second invasion in his spider hole and then handed him over to the Shiites so they could hang him. They're getting rid of the loose ends. This is the great game. This is divide and conquer. This is what the British developed. The Romans used divide and conquer as well, but the British really took it to a science. And when you study false flags and geopolitical divide and conquer strategies, the British are who are looked at, and it is the British and the Rothschilds that created Israel and created all the modern Arab states, including not just the Arab states, but modern Iran. Look up Iran's history in the last 130 years. British intelligence ran it all. And as soon as somebody didn't do what they wanted, they removed them. And they'll use jihadis, they'll use Shiites, they'll use whoever they need to. So now Israel is getting rid of Hamas once and for all. Who will be their new boogeyman? Well, it came out 2 months ago that Israel is allowing the establishment of Al-Qaeda offices and ISIS offices in Gaza. But Israel intends to just take it all now and turn it into a resort, so they're just there in case they need an enemy later, but they'll be dealt with. So that's what's going on here. It's very cold-blooded, it's very sick, and it needs to stop. And public being aware of this will do it. Since I mentioned it, here's Madeleine Albright This is early into it. It was 3 million later, half of them kids. So 1.5 million. And she's like, yeah, 500,000 kids, I don't care. You know, it's a good price to pay. Here it is.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
1996, punishing Saddam. That is what we are witnessing here. And this is now breaking. Israel to demolish Palestinians' homes to fight Hamas. Isn't that friendly? Infowars.com. We got a lot more on the what's going on in Nepal as well, but let's get back to this. So Israel targets Hamas in Doha. Israel says it targets Hamas leadership in Qatar's capital, as blast heard in Doha. And you read the Arab press, and even the British press, it's on the news there, but you don't see it over here yet. That, and Trump talked about 2 days ago, they were having a peace conference that they led them to, and Trump, we've almost got a deal. It's Hamas is almost there. And then the final meetings were in the next few days, and they're dead, lured to a peace conference. Qatar, of course, when Israel was bombing Syria in the last few days, even though their missile defense defended Israel during the Iranian attack, and the U.S. bases are there to protect Israel, and Qatar is allied with Israel, they don't care. Qatar strongly condemns Israel's strikes on several sites in Syria. Qatar's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has condemned Israel, saying it was a peace conference. And here's fact. The king of Qatar, bin Khalifa, went to Israel in 2012 for a secret meeting that he was filmed at by Israeli Channel 10. He was also friends with Epstein and seen in photos with him. Qatar also allowed Israel to bomb them to assassinate Palestinian ceasefire negotiators on his territory. Note in this video, he says, nice to see you again. While he visited Israel, he was paying Al-Qaeda to destroy Syria. A Syrian girl she's done on. Israel bombing Qatar. I would say Qatar deserves this for destroying Syria, but Palestinians are the target, and we all know Qatar gave Israel permission to bomb and assassinate them. Yeah. Qatar's acting like they didn't know this happened. They were in on it. Anwar El Ghazi says, I'm currently in Doha, Qatar, and we have witnessed firsthand the illegal criminal acts of Israel, a state which has no respect for life and law and order. If this is what they can do with impunity in a sovereign state like Qatar, then imagine the decades-long cruelty and oppression they have been inflicting against defenseless Palestinians, civilians, and children. Are these the actions of a state that wants peace? When will the world wake up? The world, in Gallup polls and others, Israel's the most unpopular country in the world. So Israel's gone from being seen in the world as the underdog 20, 30 years ago to now being absolutely reviled and hated. And it's a nuclear power, and it's not going away. And then you have the left allied with Islam and the Democratic Party putting all these radical jihadis into government. Same thing in Europe. And that's all part of the globalist Kalergi ADL plan to then bring in the millions of refugees to us and then take all of our rights and grab our genitals at the airport because of the fear of the Muslims. It's just absolutely disgusting, just like Israel uses the jihadis to destabilize their neighbors. They're now destabilizing us, but they won't take them. And Netanyahu has no excuses. It leaked a year and a half ago that he wants to ship the millions of Gazans to Europe and the United States. And they're going to try. They're going to show up. And if Trump accepts any of them, I'm done. Look at the ADL. White supremacist propaganda focused on Jews and immigrants in 2024. Is that because if you add up all the Jewish charities shipping refugees around the world, it's the majority of the refugee groups and international NGOs are Jewish? The biggest by itself is Catholic Charities. It's the biggest one. But if you add up the one that Mayorkas headed up and all the rest of it, it's like 60-something percent. You can look it up. So if you state the facts that Jewish organizations are flooding us with Islamists and everything else, and refugees from their wars and our wars, it's just, oh, we're fighting the Muslims over there so they don't come over here? and then you bring them over here? What the hell is that? Breaking Israel bombs Qatar to assassinate Palestinian peace negotiators. No one should negotiate with Israel, says Syrian girl. They don't want peace. They are a terrorist organization. That's her view. Breaking. Israel drops bombs on Qatar. Hamas leaders Khalid Mashila and Khalil al-Haya killed in IDF strike. And that's it. Their main leadership is gone. Remember, Obama helped the Iran, Hezbollah, Venezuela cabal prosper. Look that up. It's key. Devastating terror attack rocks Jerusalem. Multiple rabbis among the victims, at least six dead. Just a sickening, endless tribal war needs to stop. Breaking. Israel is bombing Doha right now. In the past 24 hours alone, Israel has bombed Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, Tunisia, Qatar. And just days ago, Yemen. Nick Fuentes says this morning, Israel assassinated the entire political bureau of Hamas in Doha, Qatar. They did so with the assistance of the Trump administration, which allegedly lured the Hamas delegation to the building targeted by Israel. I mean, Trump is just an Israeli operative at this point. Certainly on this foreign policy, he is, yeah. Here's some of the background I mentioned. This is The Intercept. You can read it out of Jerusalem Post, you name it. Blowback, how Israel went from helping create Hamas to bombing it. Israel support for Hamas, Wikipedia. That's a whitewash. Hamas, Islamist's golem. Summoned by Israel. Wow. That's it, you know, Jewish mysticism, summoning the golem. And summoning, you did, you summoned it. Yeah, we get it. Divide and rule, how Israel helped start Hamas to weaken Palestinian hopes for statehood. Democracy Now. How Israel went from, it's just all right here. All right, so I'm done on that. Usually don't spend most an hour on something like that, but it's a good educational history. It's important to understand. And just get that on record. And, you know, I'm just waiting, and I could care less, for the ADL to come out and call me anti-Semitic or whatever. Whatever. I'm anti-evil. I'm anti-false flags. I'm anti-funding radical Islam and spreading it around. And it's been our government and the Israeli government and these NGOs that have been the ones doing it, and I am sick of it. So they want to just shut down critical thought with, oh, you're racist. Ooh. Hey, newsflash, ADL, and you already know this. If I put on a Hugo Boss Hitler outfit and grew a Hitler mustache, my show would get 10 times bigger. That's how unpopular you are. So calling me a Nazi only makes us more successful, and that's why I'm concerned. I don't like Nazis. I actually know the history. So just because the ADL and Netanyahu are evil and bad, doesn't then mean Hitler's good. Got it? Shooting yourself in the head with a .357 Magnum or a 12-gauge shotgun, each one is bad. So I don't like the 12-gauge shotgun put to my head, and I don't like the .357 Magnum put to my head, the trigger pull. Got it? Don't like the leadership of Israel. Didn't like the leadership in the Third Reich from 1933 to 1945. Two different, you know, things. But because people hate Israel so much and see the hypocrisy and see the censorship and see the lies, most of the public's very black and white, very, really one-dimensional. And so I can tell you, and there's even, I said this years ago, but it's 100% now, so it was getting to that point, even mainstream news has finally gotten it right, saying Hitler is super popular. No, Hitler is the most popular person on earth other than Jesus Christ. Literally, if you do a Gallup poll, I guarantee people are honest. It's Hitler, Jesus, and then Muhammad, and then Buddha. I mean, Hitler is now a religious figure worldwide. They love him in Asia. They love him in Africa. They love him in Latin America. They love him all over the Middle East. They love him all over Europe. Because now he's seen as the ultimate underdog and you know all this stuff. Because he was getting into power opposing leftist, globalist, social engineering. But then his plan was his own global domination and eugenics survival of the fittest, exterminate. He was one arm of the eugenics transhumanist movement. So, and that's why he was in competition with the British arm and the Fabian socialists, and he wanted them all taken out. And you can look that up. All right. Let me do this. here's the deal. We are winning in court. We're defeating the Democrats. We're defeating their law firms. All this powerful stuff's happening. I can tell you they are under criminal investigation by the DOJ. And the DOJ is not just looking at this to play, you know, games, okay? I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to be gone for a few days here. I'll just leave it at that again. So there's a lot going on. But we are literally maxed out in the bills and what's going on because 80% of the funding goes into legal because we are suing them and depositions and just constant warfare and filings and just, I mean, we are winning. I mean, I'm in a battle, but I'm running out of ammo. Go to thealexshowstore.com and get 25% off on all the apparel, the widest selection of t-shirts, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, ball caps, you name it, the very best supplements that will change your life, 50% off, limited time. It's only going to go for 4 or 5 days more maximum of the ultra methylene blue, the very best. You've heard about methylene blue. Well, this is the best. We have the very best Shilajit, the very best IRC moss, the very best cardiovascular detox, spike protein detox. Even if you didn't take the shots, everybody needs a detox at least once a year. I have so many friends and family that are chronically sick and stuff. Even though they didn't take the shots, they got it shedded on them. And they take, well, the other two big blood cleaner things that were the highest certified put out by scientists, we just got with formulators and combined both formulas together. So it's like a horse pill. This is hands down the best. And just for general cardiovascular health, you need it. Ultimate Life Force. You can get it for 50% off. It's all there. Limited time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Also, free $10 ultimate fundraiser sale. If you spend over $75 in the store, you get $10 off at checkout immediately. Got that? So you spend $75, $75.01, suddenly your bill is $65. Got it? Just another giant discount off of everything. But you really want to get the ultramethylene blue. You want to get the bovine colostrum. Ours is 2,000 milligram per scoop. It is incredible. Don't know about bovine colostrum. It is the superfood nutrient. Hottest thing for a decade now. Ultra hot. The hottest thing. We have the best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. But this is only running, they're telling me, until next Monday, maybe Tuesday, because the bovine colostrum is selling out. The capsules from Methylene Blue is selling out. The Shilajit gummies are selling out. The IRC Moss capsules are selling out. And so a lot of these won't be available just in the next few days. So take advantage of it now. But I'm telling you, if your information is powerful, you want to get the Ultra Methylene Blue. Consult your physician before you take it. It's powerful. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen what's happened. This is hands down the most incredible thing I've ever taken. I took other methylene blue before. I didn't really feel it because it wasn't medical grade. This does it. This is it. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, some stations don't carry this five, so I'm going to air some really entertaining AI ads. You know, normally air an ad is entertaining, but the good ads, you want to be entertaining, but the folks we got making our AI ads are just amazing. Just a great job. I want to play a few of those. Then we're going to get into the biggest developments yet, finding these children dead, raped, pedophile rings. That's all coming up. Also, gigantic developments on the 23-year-old Ukrainian woman murdered that the media tried to cover up, created a giant Streisand effect. Now the FBI has released the audio of the killer saying, "I got that white bleeper." That's all coming up. Again, it's not about demonizing black people. It's about the media covering up that some crazy people think it's a green light because the media promotes it and then tries to say there's an epidemic of white people doing all this stuff that isn't true. That's all coming up and more, but here are these amazing ads.
Light shining, disco ball turns slow. He slides through the crowd with a golden glow. Platform shoes and a velvet flame. When he hits the floor, they all know his name. He's the king of the dance floor. Feel that turn. Heat in the rhythm, the ultimate burn. He's the king of the dance floor. Feel that turn. Heat in the rhythm, the ultimate burn. Burn, burn. Ultimate burn, burn. Ultimate.
Those goblins single-handedly, but I couldn't have done it without the help of Ultimate Burn. Order yours now.
Long ago, far in the past, lived a man on the open vast. His sword at his side held tight with a fist. Through the rains and through the mist, he carried on only to survive by the power of mental drive. No man nor beast stood a chance through the battle.
The globalists and unlock maximum cognitive power with MK Ultra, an advanced neuroboost formula.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
yourselves in massively key news in 60 seconds and share the live feed now. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at theelectronstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at theelectronstore.com.
You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back on this Tuesday, September 9th, 2025 transmission. All right, you know I will criticize the Trump administration when they do bad things. He's got 4 million people under him. He's right on about 95% of stuff, wrong on others. And we'll hold their feet to the fire. But I am not black-pilled at all. We have a global awakening of the New World Order. They admit it. They know they've lost the trust. They are in total panic mode. There was already a global awakening, but their COVID operation supercharged it. We got huge news on that coming up. I mean, it is massive. But Mayorkas, who headed up the biggest Jewish human trafficking smuggling organization, was put in there. Biden said, when I win, he stole it, immediately surged the border, and they erased where the kids went. And over 70%, that's in congressional testimony this year. We had whistleblowers on when it was happening. And the cartels, for the first time ever, actually worked together with the DHS leadership. And they said, just bring a manila envelope and a phone number. And they ordered Border Patrol to call that number and send the child wherever the person on the other end said. And it's come out the majority were human traffickers. And the AG a few days ago, we played the clip, Pam Bondi gave a press conference on how they're busting these traffickers that are hooked into these NGOs. They're now raiding the law firms from the NGOs, the immigration law firms. That's been going on for 7 months. They've raided more than 20 that I've seen, but it just hits the news here in Texas and Rhode Island and New York. It's happening. But because it's children, the cases are sealed, and then it takes months or years to even get these going. But it's happening. So people say, I want to see action. I want to see the kids saved. Well, Biden dismantled Border Patrol enforcement, shut down almost all the immigration detention centers, but built them on the border to stage them and get them in. Those have been shut. Now they're reopening the others with billions of dollars of funding, and the left's freaking out. They're ramping up deportations. You see it everywhere. 400-something people in a South Korean factory, and I mean, just a few days ago. So it's all happening, and the left's freaking out, and they are finding these children everywhere. But the Democrats did keep a record of whatever fake name they made up and the phone number and where they were sent with HHS. So Kennedy got in, what, 5 months ago, 4.5 months ago. They set up a task force. He promised to do it. He said that publicly. And they have now sent out HHS with DHS, and they found 20-plus thousand children. And remember, these numbers are always a few months old before they're ready to release the number. The number I've got is over 50,000. You'll be hearing that in about a month. But the certified is 20-plus thousand children. The total number of congressional reports and DHS reports that they now know is 470-plus thousand that were brought in under Biden, not 350,000. That was in the earlier Senate report. Even before Trump got in, 9 months ago. So it's going down. And it's happening. And they made hundreds of arrests over the weekend of the human traffickers that the Democrats sent the kids to. And then now they're getting all the data of the NGOs and the law firms, and they're raiding them, and the grand juries are open, and it's happening. And that's why the left is just in total panic mode. You saw Senator Wyden with Kennedy last week. Now, there's no children. We didn't. There's no children. There's no smuggled children. And you see that talking point. Absolutely, totally sick. So now Fox News, the Daily Mail. Migrant children lost under the Biden administration found dead. They found dead or working as sex slaves. And then people say, well, let's see it. Oh, yeah, we're going to show you a 9-year-old girl. But we know. Oh, let's get him on the next few days and next week. Anthony Rubin, a muckraker, got 8,000 leaked to him earlier this year from Patriots and DHS. He and his team of three people went to hundreds of homes and found little girls, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, working in prostitution, 12-year-olds, sex slavery, 12-year-olds that were pregnant, and just saying, yeah, I live here, you know, dozens of men rape me a day. James O'Keefe in Austin, San Antonio, last year just went to houses and there were the little girls. Help me, they raped me all day. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And then remember that they only have 5,000 ICE agents. So Trump has pressed in the 80+% of the ATF, about half the federal marshals, armed postal inspectors. They're working, I'm told, from people inside, and I've seen it in the news, but I confirmed it. If they want 20 hours a day, they're letting them work it. But on average, 15 hours a day, there are quotas. If they don't make so many deportations and arrests, they get fired. If they make the quotas, they get big bonuses and promotions, and I mean big ones. And when I've seen ICE on the roads of Austin with the state police finding carloads of illegal aliens and buses and stuff, they look like those cheesy kung fu movies where they speed up the fight scenes. I mean, I've seen it 4 or 5 times. I mean, they're like just running around like they're on methamphetamine or something. So they are doing everything they can. So these populist right-wing attacks that Trump isn't doing something about the border or human smuggling are a lie. Now, what is true, and he always said they were going to be for skilled workers because they want to dominate and the tech companies want the Chinese and the Indians and all the rest of it. And I think we should train Americans to do that. You know, Trump came out a few days ago and said, well, you know, we did raid this battery factory and arrested hundreds of these Koreans, 400 plus that were illegal. I'm sorry, we're shipping them back to South Korea. If Americans don't know how to build batteries, we need to train them. So Trump's kind of, you know, trying to have a strategic operation where he boosts our economy and trains, you know, the indigenous population to do it. But at the same time, when the companies say we've absolutely got to have it, he's got a choice there and he's trying to balance that. But he always said he would do that. You can disagree with the policy. So, migrant children lost under the Biden administration found dead or working as sex slaves. Here's Fox News. Meet the Trump team tracking down the thousands of missing migrant children. And then I've got so much more here. I mean, I've got dozens of these. Har, career criminal with 6 violent arrests, released from jail, rapes 4-year-old child, gives her STD. But you won't see that in the corporate media because he's black. Again, just show everybody committing crime. Show the white people, too. We do. And I got more on this, but go ahead and play the short Fox News report, and then I've got more.
We found kids in very deplorable conditions, very dirty conditions. We found children who have been raped.
We got exclusive access to the team operating from what they call the War Room in Washington, D.C. Working under the Department of Health and Human Services, the team is made up of volunteers from agencies like the FBI and Homeland Security investigations. The team is entirely data-driven. They're focused on analyzing records and addresses to track down where these minors ended up. More than 22,000 unaccompanied children have been found so far under this Trump administration. 27 of the minors were found dead, either murdered or by suicide, car accidents, or drug overdoses. And more than 400 sponsors have been arrested.
But we're talking about debt bondage, where children are being made to work off debt, trafficking debt. We're talking about children that were brought into situations and then treated like sexual slaves.
In early 2021, record number of children became crossing the border. According to HHS, between 2021 to 2024, more than 470,000 unaccompanied children crossed into the United States. Records show that many of these children were released to sponsors under very laxed vetting policies.
What do you think people would be surprised of when it comes to the lack of screening?
Well, under the last administration, there was a severe lack of screening. There was no DNA testing to see if there was a familial connection. Children were released to people that said they were their parents who were not. And in many cases, the data is horrible. What the Biden administration was taking in and actually putting into our computer systems was not the right information. So now we have to draw that all back in and deeply investigate into where some of these children went.
He was only 25, but is well known to Baton Rouge police, causing problems over the years, spelled out in a plethora of paperwork filed with the 19th Judicial District Court.
It's extremely frustrating.
Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Moore sat down with us Friday, expressing frustration after the same man is now accused of raping a small child.
We've arrested him 6 times. Over the last 6-7 years, he's everything from firearm charges to domestic abuse battery, violation of protective orders. He's currently on probation, supervised probation, by probation and parole.
Venezuela, mama. Venezuela. Sí. ¿Qué tantos años tienes? Dos años. No menos con tu mamá y tu papá. No. Venezuela. ¿Para dónde vas, mamá? ¿Dónde están? Estados Unidos.
Okay. All right, let's stop right here. I want to play this again, and I want to start and stop it for people that don't speak Spanish. I want to read you the closed captioning. Now, listen to me. We've seen the congressional testimony over and over again. I've had a bunch of whistleblowers, heroes that exposed it here in studio. You notice a little girl is holding up a yellow sticky pad. Normally, the agreement with the cartels by DHS and HHS under Biden and Mayorkas and the czar, Kamala, was a manila envelope so it wouldn't get lost with the number, not even a name. So you'd have a 2.5-year-old girl, DHS is reporting, who has been brought over the fence. You see all the videos of them throwing babies over, as young as 3 months. And then they will have pinned on them a manila folder, envelope, and then DHS is told, you are not allowed to look at it other than call the number, and then they'll send a van or we'll tell you what plane to put them on. Now, I want you to understand that. We first exposed this. It was happening under Obama when he said, quote, if unaccompanied kids come, you come across. So people, some kids have been brought across dozens of times back and forth. But those are with adults. Then Trump started DNA testing. It's very cheap and very quick. It was billions in the funding when he left office. Biden quietly killed it and stopped all DNA testing. And then they said to the Border Patrol, you can't even ask any information. You have to hand them over to the NGOs. And when you go down to the Texas border or California border or Arizona border, we've been to all of them. You've seen the video. There's these huge facilities built the size of multi-football fields. And you see the pink hair, purple hair leftist, 25, 30-year-old NGO people, the ladies with their cat lady glasses, you know, classic leftists, commanding the National Guard and the local police that are helping and the Border Patrol. So you need to understand that. Now let's go back to this little girl. She's 2.5, they say. And all she's got is a yellow piece of paper, just like I told you. And all it's got is a phone number on it. And you notice there's other little kids there. But that one right there is probably 3, 4. And you got the state police there helping now. Before, the Democrats wouldn't let them help. So Think about this. This has been cut down by 96%. By Trump. He got it down to 94% before. Now, this is the Democrats. Now let's play the little girl, and I'll read the closed caption. Here it is.
Venezuela, mama.
Did you come by yourself?
Venezuela. Sí. ¿Qué tantos
yes.
años tienes?
How old are you?
Dos
Two.
Años. No menezco tu mamá y tu papá.
Did you come with your parents?
No.
Venezuela. By yourself?
¿Para dónde vas, mama?
Where are you going? With my mom and dad. Where are they? United States.
Okay.
Now notice, they kidnap these little kids from Mexico, Venezuela, all over the world, and they tell them, you will see your mommy and daddy, because all they're asking for is mommy and daddy. We have countless of these videos. We've got them ourselves. Heart-rending. Makes me cry. Literally, go back to the hotel room and start crying, and I'm a somebody that cries often. And they tell them, you will see your mommy and daddy at El Norte, United States. Tell me again. I will see my mommy and daddy. Here is their number. You give it to the gringo federales, and they will take you to your mommy. In many cases, they were giving Hispanic children, the majority, to scam operators out of Nigeria and other African countries that aren't, they're famous for human trafficking, who aren't even citizens and are human traffickers. And it's been congressional testimony. They're delivering 3-month-old, 6-month-old, 2-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 12, 13, 14, 15, literally to crack houses and delivering them to African gangs. I mean, wow, is all I can say. Absolutely pure, unmitigated wickedness. So, and then when the men and women get here by themselves, they get signed up for welfare by the NGOs, they get given jobs, but the NGOs take a big cut of their welfare and their money. And they just busted a $5 million scam in Michigan where the Democrats hired thousands and thousands of fake dead people or illegal aliens, signed them up for government jobs, and then the Democrats kept the money, including Governor Whitmer. Trump just exposed that. I have that. Again, they're farming homeless people. They're farming veterans and stealing their benefits. They're farming the illegals. They're farming them through the welfare state. $5 billion with tens of thousands of people they hired in fake jobs. Most of them didn't exist. And that's why the Democrats got caught giving the illegal aliens Social Security numbers, new ones, or other people's. So they get the benefits, but it's managed by the NGOs and the law firms who take the big cut, if anything. Even the New York Times wanted to cover its ass 2 years ago and reported on meatpacking plants and tire factories and cereal production factories. And children as young as 9, on average about 13, 14, sleeping on cots, working 12, 14, 16 hours a day. No school, no medical, and then they found out many of the girls at night get taken out and pimped. So when you endorse a Democrat, that's what you're endorsing. And when you don't support Trump and what he's doing on the border and the rest of this and Tom Homan and Noam, it's night and day compared to what Biden did. Night and day. And I will continue to cover the Epstein stuff, and I am going to come back. Big developments there. But we should be spending 20% of our time on Epstein and 80% talking about human trafficking on the kids that are missing right now. Like, I think 20 is too much, but, you know, I mean, the point is, these are current children in slavery. And it goes right to the Democrats and right to the same suspects and right to the usual suspects and right to the same people. And he's diverting away from Epstein. No, if you disagree with that, you're diverting away from where we have their ass, where the trail's not cold, where Comey had been in the files for years covering it up. You were diverting. And I'm talking to the Justice Department. That's the exact discussions they're having. That's exactly what Trump has said. He's like, this is full of a bunch of innuendo and crap. I'm sick of this. Shut down the border and find the kids and prosecute the Democrats. That's what the president has said to people I've talked to. You see him say it publicly. So that's why he's so pissed overall. And I predicted it'd be that his wife's a hooker and all that made-up stuff and Jane Doe crap, and of course it was. And I'm not even defending all of it. The point is, new stuff just leaked out of the FBI, that the FBI's suppressing it. You don't think Cash Patel and them are in control, right? It's like warehouses full of papers on all this stuff. And that it's really a bunch of prominent Democrats and business leaders on the list. Yeah, that's coming up. Like I told you, this is, folks, I got a crew of 40-something people total. The customer service, everything. If they all didn't do exactly what I tell them and worked their ass off, this place would fall apart. Imagine having 4 million people under you and trying to get things done. And I got to say, the professionals in law enforcement and everything, out of any of the agencies in government, we're getting the most out of Border Patrol and ICE. They are doing a splendid job getting shot at, getting killed, getting attacked. Just give credit where it's due. You want to praise some stupid football player because you catch a ball, or some basketball player because you can dunk? How about we praise these men and women that are under attack and getting killed and are Hercules in the Aegean stables doing a Herculean task instead of sitting back being black-pilled, bitching all day when we finally got people in trying to save this country? And then you got scum like this, dissent on SCOTUS ICE ruling from Justice Sotomayor makes her sound more like an activist than a judge. Oh, think so? Sotomayor says that she doesn't believe the Border Patrol has the right, or ICE, to look for illegals inside the United States. It's in the damn Constitution. It's 100% constitutional, and she knows it. That's why all this stuff's been overturned. The military hasn't killed one person going out and being deployed to these cities, and crime has plummeted. And it's a Band-Aid, and you're not supposed to do it long-term, but you can do it in an emergency. This is not the military coming to take your guns. This is the military being called out because the blue cities are in full collapse and the Democrats are getting ready to trigger mass unrest. They've already tried to bring the country down. Quite frankly, Trump could call a national emergency off of what they've done. We're in an emergency situation. That's not a police state. They've created the atmosphere for their police state they're going to bring in when society collapses. I mean, look at this headline. Oh, the SWAT teams are burning America. Of course, it's an AI graphic because the SWAT teams aren't burning America. The Democrats are. How dare the red states go into blue cities that won't enforce the law? That's the state constitutions. What you're supposed to do. They stood down. They did it. That's why it's happening. All right, we're going to go to break. Yeah, he's sending in the guard because ICE and the police are getting attacked in all these cities. Everywhere ICE goes, they get chased by mobs, shot at, bottles thrown at them. A bunch of them have been shot. Some have died. They shoot up ICE facilities all the time, barely hits the news. And then the agencies are saying, sir, we are outnumbered. And they're trying to recruit. They're giving bonuses. And they said, we need the military. We need the military. I mean, how many videos I have to show you of hundreds of people in San Francisco and Chicago and Austin, Texas and San Antonio chasing ICE down the street, mobs of people throwing things at them? You can't have that image when duly charged officers have federal court orders that are 100% constitutional in there going to traffickers' houses, going to drug dealers' houses, going to TDA fentanyl bases. They're not just randomly showing up places. And they're being attacked. What is the federal government supposed to do? This is constitutional. This is what we have troops for, is to secure the homeland. Not to go blow up Iraqis and starve millions of kids to death. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things. Not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a New World Order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the New World Order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Zarutska is definitely the George Floyd of white people, and it is the Streisand effect of Streisand effects. We're now learning a lot more about her. She fled here from war-torn NATO's globalist operation in Ukraine, a bona fide refugee. She was a big liberal. On her own social media post, big Black Lives Matter, had it all over her house, loved Charlotte, North Carolina, loved black people, and she got on the train, and a man who'd been arrested at least 14 times for all sorts of violent crimes, about 2 minutes after she sat down, stabbed her in the carotid artery. They've now edited that out, but now it's been reported repeatedly. So he butchered her like a hog. And this broke Friday. It turns out it happened in August, weeks and weeks ago. He, after stabbing her, was very proud and said, "I got that whitey." And that's what the black guy that killed our reporter, Jamie White, rapped about, how he got that white man with a nine in the neck. So racially motivated. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no coverage. But in the afternoon, the corporate media started responding, saying it's racist to point out it's black on white. But when a white person kills a black person, and that's wrong, by the way, I don't go like, "Ooh, good, a black person got killed." There is, the media goes absolutely crazy, as you know, and by extension says all whites are guilty. I'm not up here saying anybody is guilty of murdering her, but the man that did it and the judges that we're now learning released him more than 14 times. That was just in one jurisdiction, 14 arrests. And we've now, and I'm going to play the audio of him saying, "Oh, I got that whitey." But look at this. Look at this lady. Looks like she's 12 years old. These are the type of judges they're putting in. You know, I'm sure you could find smart black ladies that are, you know, 40, 50 years old that are, you know, more conservative and common sense. But no, no. Turns out the judge, ultra Soros supported, mega massive libtard. Looks like she's maximum 16 years old. But she, you know, in her, I guess, 20 or something. I don't know. Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes, totally brainwashed in college, released career criminal DeCarlos Brown, that killed the Ukrainian woman, months before he brutally stabbed Ukrainian refugee because he made her a promise. And my point is that they just put the Soros brainwashed bots in. And when I report this, and I know you've seen this as well, we have the Austin DA. When you hear him talk, he sounds like he's retarded. He calls his people in his office comrades. He is a communist, admitted. And he says, "Yeah, if you're black or Hispanic, we give you no bond because you're disadvantaged." And he's let people out that literally shoot multiple people if they're black, and that, in the case of that, the other people they shot were black, just shot them downtown for no reason. He lets them out the next day. And you see this all over the country. This woman is an accomplice, in my view, to the murder of the Ukrainian woman. And by the way, if this guy would have killed a black lady or a black man, she'd be just as guilty. And listen, if you think it's 20 to 1 or 15 to 1 or 20, 30 to 1, depending on the jurisdiction, it's at least 15 to 1, black on white, it's really bad for the black folks. Because the majority of people getting killed by black folks are black. And that's why they're all over the blue cities begging Trump, "Please get rid of these DAs. Please come in. We know the voting's a fraud. None of us want this. You know, it's a handful of kids running wild. They won't keep them in jail. They just go crazy." You've seen the videos. I see so many of them, I can't even watch them all. In Maryland and in Georgia, in Atlanta and in Illinois and New York and D.C. and L.A., and all over, they're saying, "Please, please, please, please." And they interview, I saw this interview with all these black guys in Chicago, taxi drivers, Uber people, and they're just randomly interviewing. Like, "Yeah, I've been shot three times over the last decade. Never been in a gang. I've been shot once. Yeah, they killed my brother." And it's just like, but the left acts like, "Oh, if you're worried about crime in the inner city, you're being racist." It's the left that created Planned Parenthood to kill the black people. The majority of black people never make it out of their mother's womb. The most dangerous place for a black person is in their mother. Not some regular white guy that works an office job or baristas, but you'd think the average white guy who they won't let into college, even if he got high test scores. Almost impossible. Won't give jobs. Big corporations say, if you're a white male, need not apply. I know a bunch of, I know a famous film editor who's worked on some of the biggest movies there are. He decided he wanted to be a psychologist and psychiatrist. He came back to Texas. I knew him in high school. And because he's white, he was going to go back to UT. It's like 10 years ago, so I guess he's about 35 then. A little bit, no, about he's about 40 then. And he got into UT film school with perfect, you know, perfect grades. But then they basically kicked him out saying, you're white. And just, it was all anti-white. And he said the craziest part was it was white professors, but they were putting everybody under him who was Hispanic, black, or Asian. And it was professors at UT that were Jewish that told him, you shouldn't be here because you're white. And here's the kicker. And particularly because you're Jewish. And he went, you're Jewish. And he said, yes, but not soon. We're going to remove all ourselves from here. We're bad too. So you see this stuff with these Jewish groups, with Hamas and Hezbollah and all that. Just because Israel does bad stuff with Netanyahu doesn't mean they're good. They're even more insane and out of control. And there's tens of millions of them running around everywhere. You know, we are between a rock and a hard place on this. And I mean, if I said the guy's name, and his name is like the editor on major Marvel comic blockbusters. I mean, we're talking about somebody making $5-6 million as top editor of, household name movies. And he said, I'm sick of working in Hollywood. I don't get away with it. I want to help people. I want to be a psychologist and then probably a psychiatrist. And they just said after a year there, they were trying to kick him out and stuff and literally having struggle sessions and stuff. And he said he's sitting there while it's Jewish professors doing this to a Jewish person. And by the way, he's not even really conservative, but he's not really even a liberal. But he said he wouldn't go into all the brainwashing. He wouldn't go into all the things they wanted him to do. Same thing with my daughter, Charlotte. She wanted to go to a big Texas school. And I said, sure, you're already pretty populous, pretty smart, my oldest daughter. But I said, I'll pay for it for a year. Well, they gave her dean's scholarships. They paid for basically 60%. But I said, you're about to get a real education, sweetheart. She lasted a year and a half. And she said, Dad, it's exactly what you said, but worse. And they gave me the scholarship. She had decent grades because I'm your daughter, and they tried to turn me against you. And they basically, it was all brainwashing how white people are bad. Didn't matter what class it was. It is like a total cult, St. Edward's. And that's where my sister went. And I was like, best money I ever spent, sweetheart. Now she is dyed in the wool now. After she was in a re-education camp for a year and a half. She's mad when I talk about it, but okay, I already talked about it before. But come here and slap me, but I'll get her on air. She's so smart. And so, it is just, yeah, there it is. Victimhood, you, college leftist brainwashing is making young Americans miserable. And it's designed to make you miserable. And it's designed to crack you. But I didn't argue with her. I said, oh, you want to go to St. Edward's? I said, absolutely, baby. She said, really? I thought you were always running it all in. I said, oh, no. The more leftists, the better. Let me get my checkbook out. I said, by the way, when you're done with this, come work for me. And she's here today. I said, this is the best education you're ever going to get. I signed those checks. Oh. She said, oh, let me sign that check, darling. Actually wires, but let me wire that money. Sorry. And that's the thing the left needs to know. You may get some people you can brainwash and get on board with you, but the majority of people grew up nice, don't hate anybody, love everybody, are actually classically liberal, Martin Luther King, judge people off the character of what they do, not what they look like. I go to restaurants, not off of do black people own it or Asians or whoever, or I go off how good the food is and the service. And about, you know, the best soul food in Austin's over in East Austin. Black people own it. Some of the best barbecue. When I'm over that area, oh, we're going here. I love it. They're not, I love it. And, you know, the best Mexican foods are owned by Mexicans. Let me go where the Mexicans are making it. I don't listen to a song and say, is Chuck Berry black? I don't listen to some of my favorite musicians like just all the greats. You know, I don't think, oh, I'm listening to a black guitarist or a black singer because they're black. I'm listening to it because I like it. And you see, that's off the character of the deeds. I don't go back in the day to a personal trainer. I had a personal trainer for about a year. It was a great guy until he moved. It was black because he was black. It was because he was a good personal trainer. I don't go to a doctor who's Indian because they're Indian. I go because they're a good doctor. And they got great reviews and do great surgeries. And I had an Indian doctor fix my bicep. Did an incredible job. But I go look at the reviews and I tell people that had surgeries by them. So I don't care if you're black, Indian, white, whatever you are. If you got all the great reviews and the best thing, that's where I'm going. But the left wants to infuse all of this, and they got so many black people just totally scared, and everybody hates them, and then they're acting all freaked out and paranoid, and then they think everybody is out to get them. And when you act like that, other people give you that back. And it's not just black people doing it; everybody does it. And then you got this lady who aided and abetted the killer, Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes. Look at her. Looking at this guy's long rap sheet of violence and attacks, and his own mother saying, I forgot that. His own mother went to this court and others and said, don't let him out. He's going to kill people. When somebody's mommy is telling you, don't turn them loose, and you don't listen to somebody's mother, you are guilty. You got to do a lot for your mother to go testify against you. But it doesn't matter. Brian Stelter and all the other channels are saying it's racist to talk about this. So let's play Brian Stelter, and I'm going to play you a clip. I don't know why they haven't released the audio. They've been hiding it, the main murder video. They cut that out. I'd like the FBI to release, but the FBI released this last night. We'll get to it in a moment, of him saying, I got that crackerhead. I got that white lady. I got her. I got one. Yeah, that is so liberal and so brainwashed to be politically correct that maybe she thinks you're good looking. The guy looks like an evil son of a bitch, not because he's black. He just looks completely like a demon. But, I mean, you probably could have took her home, but instead you butchered her like a pig. You dumb jackass. That's too nice a name to be a mean to donkeys. Here, let's go to Stelter. Here it is.
This actually happened last month. It only gained national news attention here in the past couple of days. Why is that?
Most murders in the U.S. never become national news. This one's garnered attention for a couple of reasons. Number one, first and foremost, the recent release of that gruesome video. Second, the energy from pro-Trump activists. They picked up on this video from local news and ran with it. It's a little bit like the times when civil rights groups have raised attention about police-involved shootings. In this case, it is Trump-aligned influencers who are posting up a storm about this case on social media. Really, over the weekend, Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump-aligned figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol of big city crime. We heard President Trump asked about it yesterday when he was heading home from New York City. He didn't seem to know much about it. He said he would get briefed, and then today Trump did know all about it. That's exactly what has happened here. This story has trickled up from local news to social media and now to the president's attention, and it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol, with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration. I have to say, some of the reports replies to Musk, some of the comments around this story are baldly racist, stoking fear of African Americans because this man attacked a white woman. The open racism on sites like X today, it's eye-popping. But there are also legitimate questions about this so-called career criminal, someone who had been a repeat offender. And those questions, I hope they're not lost amid all of the cesspool kind of comments on social media.
Judge, promise, let career criminal walk free, the butcher of Ukrainian refugee after his mom said he should be locked up. Daily Mail. So, new footage just got released. Warning, this is graphic. They don't show the killing, but now they're showing more footage of how she didn't die immediately. This is right after he stabs her in the neck three times. She didn't die immediately. You can see how terrified she was and how she suffered immensely until her end. Words cannot describe how heartbreaking and infuriating this is. Wow. So now they've released more after he stabs her three times in the carotid artery. And notice CNN isn't going to be showing this. Oh, they showed you George Floyd all day long. And they'll show you footage of white crazy stabbing black people. We've shown it too. And it's wrong. But again, it's the statistic shelter of 15 to 1 conservatively black on white crime that you cover up and that CNN says is an epidemic of white crime on blacks and Asians. It doesn't even exist against Asians. You can't even find those statistics. Remember the public service announcements 3 years ago? Oh, the epidemic of white on Asian crime. The epidemic of unicorns flying around in my backyard too. And I got Keebler elves in the tree out there. I mean, it's crazy. That's why we talk about it. Because we're sick of being told that we're bad while you run around covering up other stuff. All right, viewer discretion is advised. Here she is, right up. She gets stabbed three times in the neck by Psycho Man. Yeah, she's in total shock because they cut out where he stabbed her three times. She's looking up at him like, why? And then and she's just like, boom, why? So he bam, 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 hits her three times. They cut that out. And then she's like, whoa, yeah, you just got killed. You just got murdered. Now, let's play the audio Brian Stelter doesn't want you to hear. Released by the FBI, the suspect, no, not a suspect, he needs to be tried quickly, executed quickly. The suspect who stabbed her three times in cold blood can be heard saying, I got that white girl after committing the murder. Just like the black guy that killed Jamie White said, I got that white man with a 9 in the neck. He sung a rap song about it. He was proud. He got one. Yeah, you got one of those devils. You got that blue-eyed devil. You lynched one. The KKK is bad when they did that. Where's that today? I would decry that all day long if those scumbags killed some black person. But no. We can't talk about it because we're racist, because we're subhuman. We have to die. We have to lay down. Here's the audio. Said, I got that white girl with blood all over the train. Yeah, you sure did, buddy. Mission accomplished. Meanwhile, here's Netflix there's countless shows like this that show white people intimidating and attacking women, and the women stand up. And the Gillette commercials and everything else where if a white guy asks a girl out, it's rape. And there's just this epidemic of mean racist, and Don Johnson and machete kills is shooting the Hispanic pregnant woman. They can't even find white people on the border raping or killing Hispanics. It's all Hispanic gangs doing it. It's the coyotes. But it doesn't matter. They got all these movies everywhere where the white men are out killing Hispanics. And then people believe it. Here's Netflix demonizing white people as bullies and evil on a train, a subway, versus reality. Here it is.
Stand there.
Yeah.
Hmm. I could stand there if I lie.
You're live on Facebook right now.
I've got you too.
Me too.
Me too.
All right, folks, we're going to break. I'm going to give the number out right now to talk about Israel striking Qatar, any of the issues I've covered, Trump sending troops in the cities, the media trying to cover up racial attacks on whites. And I've got still 2 hours left, all of this massive news, and Matt Bracken, expert on globalist false flags, the deployment of troops, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author. It's all coming up in hour number three. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds right now at Real Alex Jones on X, and at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, Infowars.com/show. And that's how we reach more people in the fight. Now, it is so important for all of you to realize that if you would just listen to me and go to the alexjonesstore.com and experience these products like Ultramethylene Blue, it will change your life. It will be so empowering for you, and then you'll be hooked and keep buying it so we can stay on the air and expand, which is my plan in the face of all these globalist attacks. So I'm announcing this on Tuesday, September 9th. We're only running this till next Tuesday. It is a giant, multifaceted sale. Ultramethylene Blue, the best medical-grade quality out there. The rave reviews are insane. Such good energy, such clarity, such focus. No letdown, 50% off. Same thing for the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Detox Super Empowering System for your cardiovascular system, Ultimate Life Force. Everybody should be taking this. It's the best formula out there, made from the two top best-selling formulas fused together. You need it. It is amazing. Just get it. Know you're supporting the broadcast so you can't lose, and then you'll be pleasantly invigorated, not surprised, so I don't BS, when you get great benefits. But what you really feel quick and see the fastest is the Ultramethylene Blue. There's also another big sale going until next Tuesday. That's the Get Free $10 Ultimate Fundraiser Sale. When you spend $75 or more at checkout, $10 is taken off. So if you spend $75, when you check out, it's $65 on top of all the discounts. 25% off store-wide, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure to wear it. The ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. That's 25% off, and then $10 off at checkout on top of that. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The coordinates to keep this broadcast on the air. I don't own it, so they shut down InfoWars. That's our sponsor with the Alex Jones Network and what comes after. So we need the funds. They're incredible products. The only way you fail is not taking action. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultramethylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultramethylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
And It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The number out. The crew reminded me of that. We're going to take calls throughout this hour. Then Matt Bracken joins me. Be sure and stay with us for that. It's going to be very informative. We'll get into the constitutional facts and what the left's publicly planning with mass uprisings and how Trump's doing the absolute right thing right now. Talk about Venezuela and whether or not the U.S. is going to go in. I think they are. I don't think that's probably a good idea, though I don't like the dictator there. I understand why Trump thinks he should. Big developments on that. But in this hour, open to the phones up and a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet, but I won't do 30-minute deep dives. I've covered four stories. I've done 30-minute deep dives on each. I actually did Israel for almost an hour and then did three stories with somewhat deep dives. So here is the toll-free number. And this is for first-time callers on any of the subjects we've covered. Israel attacking Qatar, getting rid of Hamas, Frankenstein they created, this young woman's murder, and the left trying to cover it up. It is all coming up in this hour. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And remember, if you disagree with me, you don't have to lie to get on the show with the topic. You go to the front of the line. I had a caller yesterday who wanted to talk about a dream I'm going to be assassinated, but he said he wanted to talk about something else. I just hung up on him because if he had called and said, I had a dream you're assassinated, I'd have put you on air. Okay? I mean, sometimes I say specifically on one topic, like, I want air traffic controllers to call in about the helicopter crash. And then it's only that. But this is anything you want to talk about here. Okay? We only screen your call that you got a clean phone line and you can talk. But it pisses me off when people call in and lie about the topic, implying that we're censoring what you're doing. That is my big pet peeve, because I'm all about free speech. I love it. I want people calling to disagree. That's entertaining. That's informative. That's dynamic. That's interesting. We don't get enough of that. People call in and claim I work for Israel with no evidence. That's some moron fetish. And they'll just go, hey, by the way, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, let me, you know, it's like retarded. All right, I never got to the other CNN clip of them calling it racist if you talk about her murder, but we'll add that in post to the full show when we upload that. And I'm uploading right now the new video of her. They don't show him stabbing her, but they show right after, and she's in total shock and doesn't know she just was on her phone 1 second. Now you're going to be dead in a few minutes. It is so sad. and so disgusting for Brian Stelter to say you're a racist if you're going to basically cover it or talk about it. He is such a little demonic pig. So it's all coming up on the other side of this break today that a lot of the amazing things RFK Jr. is doing. Very, very exciting things. I really fear for his safety because he is going after the big pharma deep state in a MVP spectacular way. That's coming up. Also, I want to look at how the Rockefellers took over food and medicine in the last 100 years. Tisha James in a lot of trouble. Oh, and a big development. London's top cop demands a change of legislation so they can stop arresting people for their free speech. That is a big break because even the police know the public's turned against them and the censorship's not working. So now they're throwing in the towel. They're tapping out. They are saying uncle. And that's good because you can't stop the global awakening that's already here. It's not coming. It's here. It's going to get more intense. Share the live feed right now for all our shows on X. Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
for 4 days, three and a half, the corporate media refused to cover the murder that happened 3 weeks ago. We only learned about it last Friday, of a Ukrainian refugee, Irina Zaruska, who was a big Black Lives Matter supporter. We can put the photos from her own social media up, her house, chalkboard, signs, you know, big liberal, total, you know, signing on the kind of whole Democrat deal. And he stabs her 3 times in the neck. They hadn't released that footage, but they've released the footage right after it now. We're right after he walks off, and she's just in shock looking up at him, not knowing why he's done it, and not figuring out she just got stabbed 3 times in the neck, and then she dies within just a minute or so. And he can be heard on the audio, very, very proud of himself. "I got that white girl," he says, a couple times after committing the murder. So it is racial, just like they've charged 2 of the 4 with capital murder that killed Jamie. But it was, they've charged the black guy specifically in shooting Jamie. And he rapped a song about how he killed that white guy with a 9. And again, where was the national outrage? If this was a white person doing this to a black person, it'd be all over the news, burning cities. We have to understand why the media promotes this and promotes the myth that whites are out doing all this. Murder suspect rapping about killing InfoWars writer Jamie White. White boy came outside, hit his damn ass with a 9. And then his other accomplice, it's all Mexican flags and Mexican masks and get the white people to reconquista, Mecha La Raza. And I said, 90% chance it's going to be racially motivated gang. Boom, I was right. We pulled the articles yesterday where they, Jones is crazily saying it's probably Jose Garza releasing violent offenders because of their race, and it was probably racial. And now I was right, because I know statistics, and the chances that you get carjacked or you get shot in the neck in Austin or Chicago or Dallas or New York or L.A., I mean, in those cities, it's about an 80% chance you get carjacked or shot by a black person. And I'm not demonizing black people. It's a very small minority of black males doing that. But nationwide, it's over 50% total. Stuff like that. It is because it was sold by the CIA and the gangster rap in the 80s and 90s and the 2000s, and it's cool. And these are fatherless homes, and these guys are being raised by gangs, and they think it's tough, and they think it's cool, just like Latin American gangs are the scourge down there. And we got plenty of Latin American gangs doing stuff. It's just the groups that are doing it. I mean, you can pull up crime statistics. They try to hide them. They try to skew them. But when I say carjacking, do you think Asian person? When I say carjacking, do you think white person? Even though the media has tried to cover all this up, you know. And so we need to figure it out and get education and get families back together and get God back in and address it and say gangster stuff's not cool and have heavy enforcement to stop it early. Because most of the people getting killed are black. I care about all those people. And we can shut this down. It's just like, I don't hate Blair White. Nice person. Blair White's not out shooting up schools. Blair White was on, or was coming out the podcast with my buddy Sean Johnson. And Blair White's like, yeah, this is terrible, it's horrible, they don't have God, it's demonic, and it's the drugs and the culture, and they enrage these people and say you're oppressed. Yeah, they tell the trans you're oppressed by Christians, they go shoot up churches. They tell black folks you're oppressed by white people, some of the mentally ill ones, believe it, and I got that white one, I got one. You got the occasional white person goes into church and shoots a bunch of black people. They're crazy. They're evil. But like, what, every 4 or 5 years some crazy white person does that? I'm totally against it. It's happening every few hours. I've got a bunch of other cases a day. That's why people are upset. Here's the audio of the killer. And I'm not saying alleged, it's right there in front of all the witnesses and on video, killing Irina Zaruska But notice the corporate media failed to suppress this. But Stelter's like, oh, it's right-wingers trying to be racist, putting it out. I'll guarantee you, if there was footage of a white guy walking up cold-blooded, in fact, it's happened before in San Francisco, we showed it. I'll guarantee you they showed some white person doing that. I'm going to be playing it. And if the media was trying to say, don't cover it, I'd say, what, do we want to get a bunch of black people killed? What is this? Stop it. Remember all the black cops that got killed? What was the one in Missouri? It was in Missouri, wasn't it, where the old retired, when he retired, he was just doing a shift, he was old. The black cop and the blacks come up, and he's guarding the pawn shop, and they shoot him in the chest. And they're like, OG, don't die. The other black was, we love you. OG, don't die. I forget his name. We covered that like 20 times. Because this stuff is wrong, people. It's wrong when it happens to anybody, and it's wrong when the media hypes it up and says it's open season on white people. So here he is saying, I got that white girl. Here it is. All right, warning. Viewer discretion is advised. The FBI released that audio. Now the next video came out. It's blurred out. But this is the actual video of her being stabbed. And then I want to play right after that, so it's congruent, the video that just came out an hour ago of after she stabbed. So we're now getting the pieces of it. It's being released. Viewer discretion is advised. But this is what Brian Stelter and the ADL and Jonathan Greenblatt do not want you to see, that they've helped foment this war on white people. And they run the war on black babies in their mother's wombs we're trying to stop. We expose that all the time. So we expose the underdog being targeted. We expose it. We expose the giant Muslim forces all over Africa murdering black Africans. We expose it. We do what's right. It's easy. Our job's easy. Do the right thing. Do it. Now, viewer discretion is advised. Actually, here's what I want to do. Let's play her being stabbed to death. God, I hate seeing this. I haven't seen this yet. I'm kind of just hate seeing anybody get killed. This is really bad. See those slaughterhouse videos, even though they're going to eat the meat. It's like, you don't like to watch it. This is a human. We ought to have empathy. Let's show her getting stabbed to death and show the clip that they released earlier right after it. And then let's play it from the raw right before she gets stabbed, or they cut, with the new video of her being stabbed and the video after. We can put this together on air so you get a clear picture of what happened and what they don't want you to see. Here it is. See this, but I haven't seen it. Never face him. Stop it. She's just sitting on her phone doing nothing. He's thinking about it. To get that white girl. Yeah, don't ask her out for a cup of coffee. Just kill her. Terrible. Now he's thinking about it. Opens up the knife. And they blur it out. They didn't blur out the George Floyd video, and they shouldn't. We're adults, we can see it. Again, we're showing the new footage that came out unedited, so there's a little bit of lead up here. I hate the suspense. Just want to get this over with, get this on record so people that want to see it can see it, but I am so disgusted by any of this. It's like I hate seeing the Gazan kids being killed and the hospitals being bombed. old people dying from the poison shots. He's thinking about it. And his own mother told him and told the court just a few months ago, don't let him out. Here he goes. But the judge did, because he promised not to kill anybody. Here we go. Wow. That is absolutely horrific. Oh, my God. She's just in shock. And then she falls over, and he says, I got that white girl, repeatedly. Boom, passes out. No oxygen in the brain. And everybody just sits there and doesn't help her. NPCs. See these videos, women getting raped in the street, nobody helps them. People get hit by cars, nobody helps them. Wow. You see her starting to convulse, trying to get up. But it's over. Her hands are clenched. And then right here she dies. See the blood pouring on everywhere. Wow. I'm sorry to have to show everybody this. Man, I got four daughters. And I tell you, this judge, I want to put her on screen. Everybody, look at this woman. Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes released career criminal to Carlos Brown months before he brutally stabbed Ukrainian refugee because he made her a promise to stop being violent, attacking and robbing people. But her own mother, we can pull it up, went to the court hearing and said, don't release him. He is going to hurt people. He is going to kill people. But she's a big leftist, big Soros person, so she did it. Fighting for the oppressed. And, of course, you know these killers, these black killers, mainly kill black people. So she turns these Frankensteins loose on the community. Let's get it on record for people so we can get a short clip out for folks. Cue it right up before he stabs her. I want to show it one more time. Though I'm not going to watch the second time, but I just need to get this. We have because this is how you stop the left. It's how you stop Soros. George Soros and the Democratic Party did this. They turned this guy loose. And George Soros helped round up his fellow Jews in Eastern Europe and said it was the best time of his life. Happy making time. That's a quote. Exhilarating. He feels no remorse. He'd do it again. Madeleine Albright says we killed millions of people of starvation in Iraq. She'd do it again. And the Soros DAs and judges just release these people everywhere and then throw the book at people that defend themselves. Oh, somebody's attacking people on a bus. You fight back. They die. You go to prison. You get surrounded by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They point a gun at you. You shoot them. You go to prison. The governor of Texas has got to give you a pardon. People are awake to this, and they're sick of it, and they're tired of it. They're tired of all the truck attacks in Europe by the Muslims in here that get covered up. Oh, a truck attacked people today. A truck killed a bunch of people today. No, an Islamist is dead. They walk up and stab kids in baby carriages every day and walk into little dance recitals and stab a bunch of little girls to death. And then if you criticize it, you go to jail. Because the left is using criminals as a weapon against everybody. All right, here he is killing her because the left doesn't want you to see this. Here it is again. She's in total shock, but now the blood's not getting to the brain. She can't believe it. Imagine the pain. Stabbed three times in the neck. And then, boom. Falls down, a little blood spills out, and he says, while it's happening, walking back and forth overlooking her, he says, I got that white girl. I got that white girl. Yep, you got her. Everybody just stands around. They don't want to, you know, put themselves out there. They just sit there, and, you know, pool of blood pours out, she dies. People don't render aid, nothing. They just kind of, whatever. They've seen me on violence on TV. What's the big deal? And I've seen the full footage later. The door's open. I don't blame them. People are getting off the train. You know, I saw somebody do that. He'd be dead or I'd be dead. I would immediately go absolutely Incredible Hulk on that guy, and I would get him on the ground and bash his brains out, whether he was white or black. I would kill him with my bare hands, guaranteed. 100%. I would gouge his eyeballs out with my thumbs. Even at 51, I guarantee I'd beat. If I saw that, I would kill that guy so fast, it'd make his head spin. But I'm a throwback. I'm a toxic male. I see women and children getting gutted and murdered, and I want to kill the people that did it. I love the chivalry. If you're so racist, you want to go kill some people, why don't you go kill some men? Why don't you go square off with them? You want to go find some KKK people. I'm sure you could fight some white supremacists in prison. Oh, but you don't want to fight the guy that's sitting there bench pressing 450, 500 pounds. You want to go out and you want to find some innocent woman. And I'll tell you what's happening with all this. This is building and the media is covering this up. And it's producing more and more angry white people where maybe the ADL or some other group might not even have to wind up a crazy to go find some innocent group of black people, which is terrible, which I 100% don't want. That's what they want. They know encouraging the social engineers, the globalists, the left, the psychologists, they know encouraging this and covering this up, making it worse and worse, is going to piss off white people and build a powder keg, and that's their plan for civil war. I got a better idea. How about we wake up, come together, and arrest Fauci and Bill Gates that killed 30 million people worldwide with the shots? How about that? How about Planned Parenthood gets shut down? That's killing everybody. How about we stop it? How about we come together? How about we understand what's really going on here? Let's go to Bill in Oregon. Bill, Trump says he wants to do something. You got an idea what it should be? Yeah, he should be charged using their own laws against him with a federal hate crime. And then we need to create some laws here to speedy execution when it's totally clear. Bill, what do you think?
Yeah, that's what I think. I was listening to Lionel last night, and he explained it perfectly, how he should be charged under federal law with a federal hate crime. The U.S. Marshals should go in and take custody of him and transport him to a federal prison, and he will be held in a federal courthouse, not all these Soros people. And that would teach him a good lesson, because they're not going to treat him very well in a federal prison.
Well, I predict this guy ain't going to last very long in prison. I predict the black people will deal with him. The average black people aren't like this. They hate stuff. Literally, they don't. They're going to... I predict, in general population, I predict a black person is going to kill this guy.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be any better in a federal prison, and I think that would be a good signal to send when the U.S. Marshals come in and take custody of his ass.
Well, how long do pedophiles last in prison? And by the way, guys that kill innocent women, people learn about that. People don't like that.
No. And yeah, Lionel had a really good show on this. I listened to it last night, and I know you talked to him pretty.
Yeah, he's a former prosecutor. Get Lionel on tomorrow about this.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm a first time caller too, so thanks for taking my call.
Great points, Bill. Hey, maybe we get him in the war room today too. Lionel's really smart. He's been begging me to go on his WABC show. He's got a national show out of that. It's huge. I'm like, dude, I can't stay up at midnight. I just can't do it anymore. I used to stay up New Coast to Coast. They were asking me back on. I got to get my sleep, man, because I work like 15 hours a day at least. And if I don't get sleep, I turn into Mr. A-hole. I'm usually so pissed off at the globalists. I can't sleep more than 5 hours. They sleep like 6 or 7. But last night I slept 8 delicious hours like I was a dead man. Whew. I had some good sleep last night. A lot of good news happening too behind the scenes. Just keep laughing, Bloomberg and The Onion and all you about shutting us down. Just keep laughing about what you did in the bankruptcy court. Just keep running your mouths. Just keep laughing. Keep being arrogant. Oh, you think indictments ever came before? Is it ever going to come now? The Democrats are not laughing now, though, because they're all getting called into grand juries. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si miratibus obselis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra intrepelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back. fortunes solio, sede rapetatus, prosperitatis vario, glore coronatus, Christi et in fortunife, Christi et in artus, lui ad summo corrupti, glori apripatus.
White America just had its George Floyd moment. And the left and the Soros crew is desperate as they've ever been to suppress it. They refused to cover it for 3+ days, and now they've failed. And now the full video of her deranged killer, with at least 14 arrests, many of them for violent assaults and crimes, has been released. And his own mother, we put the articles up earlier, we'll put them again, went to the last court case months before he killed again or attacked again, struck again, and said, do not release him. He's going to hurt and kill people. And now this is breaking right now. No one else has this. Our great research crew, Thomas in there, found this. Soros controls almost all the judges in these blue cities, and he controls almost all the DAs. I mean, when I say almost, there isn't a major city under control. So we started looking into her. I said today, before the show, I said, look into her, get me Soros connections. I know she's Soros connected because of her statements and releasing violent offenders. He runs it all with Alexander, his son. She heads up the Soros-funded group for North Carolina. She's a hardcore Black Lives Matter activist. Judge who released Charlotte light rail killer has history of addiction activism. Look at this. Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes released career criminal DeCarlos Brown months before he brutally stabbed Ukrainian refugee to death because he made her a promise. It's another Soros spot. Well, here it is. Published reporting. Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes, who released 14-time criminal DeCarlos Brown Jr., is also the director of operations. These are all funded by Soros Democrats. At Second Chance Services, just like Cruz, the shooter at Parkland, was released over and over again. A mental health and addiction clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina. So she was making money off of this guy, and social services was paying for all of his treatment that was going on. And she's not going to make money if he's in prison. Again, they're milking and farming the mentally ill. They're milking and farming the homeless. They're milking and farming the veterans and taking most of the benefit money, as I've told you. They're milking and farming the illegal aliens. Does this judge release violent criminals into her treatment center to get paid a government contract? Absolutely. Investigate this racket. Indict her ass. And they got all these articles whitewashing it right now in the Washington Examiner. You can read all about it. Now you know. They need them on the street to commit the crimes. They need to keep milking them for all the welfare money they've got. The average homicide suspect has been arrested 11 times prior to them committing a homicide. This is a problem. This is a problem. We need to keep violent people in jail. Listen to this man, former D.C. police chief Robert Conte. And how many, he's got the statistics, criminology is very clear. How many times has this guy let out? 14 times. I'm going to your calls. This is important. They know it is a very tiny minority of Hispanic and black and some white males and some Asian that commit basically 90-plus percent of the crime. Everybody knows that. You know. I mean, I sometimes see, like, meth head-looking white thug criminal types, and you see them, and they say something to you, or they kind of, you know, what's going on? Give me some money. Hey, I've had white people try to shake me down, too. But I've had black folks do it a lot more. The point is, black people all know this. They're like, yeah, we know. Let's stop lying about it. This is a very small group of people, and let's deal with them. Not turn them loose. Here's a black man explaining it in D.C. Listen to the former police chief.
Guns off the street. What we got to do, if we really want to see homicides go down, is keep bad guys with guns in jail. Because when they're in jail, they can't be in community shooting people. So when people talk about what we're going to do different or what we should do different, what we need to do different, that's the thing that we need to do different. We need to keep violent people in jail. Right now, the average homicide suspect has been arrested 11 times prior to them committing a homicide. That is a problem. That is a problem.
And he was arrested 14, we know of. And his mother said, a black lady, don't let my son out. Is Brian Stelter going to call her a white supremacist? And again, the majority of people these black thugs are killing are black. Look the numbers up. They know, the left knows what they're doing. It's one more clip and I'm going to your calls. Here's another CNN clip saying it's racist to talk about this. Well, guess what? You failed. And you're not suppressing this. You're not suppressing all the other stuff. I got a bunch of other white women killed in this last few days. Murdered, gunned down, stabbed to death. It's open season because there's crazy people that have been taught, if it's a white person, kill them. And they got crazy Soros judges that are making money off this, letting them go. And Jose Garza here in Austin, our own reporter, shot through the neck. Jamie died just like the Ukrainian girl. Again, I don't need to read statistics. I can see it. You got a bunch of young thugs running the streets. And you got all these Hollywood movies glamorizing jewelry heists and all the rest of this stuff. And what did the black killer Jamie say in his own rap song? I killed that whitey. What did this guy say? I got that white girl. There is a Klan running around killing blacks anywhere. Bubba Wallace has got a, oh, look, there's a tied loop on the garage. It's a, you know, Jussie Smollett's got to make it up. You got to make it up. I don't need to make any of this up. I know. Our star writer, dead. I won't even go to the restaurants in downtown Austin very rarely because I talked about it 6-7 years ago. It started to get bad. It really got bad when they got rid of the, you know, defund the police and everything and put in Jose Garza. And I mean, I've at least three times. And I'm not a little guy. I don't look like a wimp. I'm there with my wife or friends walking to a restaurant and a, at least three times, a big old mean black guy comes over and says, I need some money, and you better give me some. And I just say, I'm not going to. And they'll start going, you better, I need it right now. And I'm just like, hey, man, you need to go home. You need to get, you know, you need to go to church. And they walk off, pissed off. But most people go, whoa, yeah, here. I mean, this is, I don't need to be in those conversations. Of course, I'm sitting there with a gun in my pocket, a revolver. I don't want to kill this guy. So I don't go there. I don't go there. There's some great restaurants. Because I don't want the Soros DA to throw me in prison. And I don't want to go out. I mean, if I wanted to go out today and have some black person shake me down and attack me so I could kill a black person, I'd go kill a black person today. I don't want to. But that's what's going on here, people. I can't even go in many areas because I don't want to have that happen. And imagine what it's like for the good black people. The vast majority are hardworking, smart, amazing people. Imagine how they feel watching all this happen and watching the left scapegoat blacks and green light all this and release these violent offenders. Here's a CNN report. I'm going to your calls.
voters once they called attention to it.
So certain people have been looking for an opportunity to find a case like this, to make a point like this. I want to play, this is Charlie Kirk, why he says
more cases today, lady.
A white Ukrainian refugee was murdered just because she was white. Everybody knows that, obviously. If a random white person simply walked up to and stabbed a nice law-abiding black person for no reason, it would be an apocalyptically huge national story used to impose national sweeping political changes on the whole country. Instead, Megan Basham, no one seems to care when a white woman gets stabbed to the death.
Wow. He said white a lot.
Well, we are talking about it here. So I guess I don't think that's fair. Look, being in the system, because I have represented people who are mentally ill. And here's the balance. The balance is taking away people's freedom versus evaluating their mental illness. In New York City, there are a lot of programs for people who are mentally ill, but they have to want to be there.
Yeah, and it's
about forcing them to be there.
When you are mentally ill, you have a hard time knowing that you are mentally ill. Yeah. But also, I mean, people like Charlie Kirk, Van, they've been looking for opportunities to make this some sort of like reciprocal George Floyd situation. And that's the part that I think he's almost giving away the game. And it's sad to see a lot of people going along with it.
You know, let me just say a couple of things. One is, I mean, what happened to that young woman was horrible. And it's everybody's nightmare. If you're in any public space, a subway, whatever, that something bad's going to happen to you or somebody you care about. So it does strike a chord. We don't know why that man did what he did. And for Charlie Kirk to say, we know he did it because she's white, when there's no evidence of that, it's just pure race mongering, hate mongering.
Oh, stop right here. Stop right here. You know, I've got in my stack multiple white women stabbed, shot because they're white today, right? Oh, we finally found an example. See, by doing this, it makes people push it even more. I had people when I covered this Saturday and Sunday call me racist, white liberal. So I said, okay, I'm really going to cover it now. Because I don't dislike anybody for their race, but it's not open season on me. And my enemy is the corporate media and Soros and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, not black people. I've had countless guests on and made films and exposed that abortion mainly targets black people and it's wrong. And we have saved a lot of people. I actually care about everybody. But you just heard Van Jones, back Van Jones up about 15 seconds after I play this, but we'll go back to Van Jones in a minute. But here he is. Well, you finish with Van Jones, then I'll play the clip of the suspect, I got that white girl. There's no evidence this is racially motivated. It's like what I said. I bet somebody killed Jamie because of his race. Well, they at least said, I got that white guy. I killed him. That's how they charged him murder one. He made a rap song about it. They geolocated his cell phone to the time and place he killed Jamie. Is diversity and bowing down to the left another word for murder? For suicide? Finish up with Van Jones. Listen to him. There's no proof this is racial. Here it is.
And for Charlie Kirk to say, we know he did it because she's white, when there's no evidence of that, it's just pure race mongering, hate mongering. It's wrong. Then he says that if something like that had happened the other way, there would be sweeping changes imposed on society. Where is the George Floyd Policing Act? It didn't pass. Even when you had a white police officer murder a black man.
We saw them cut the police funding in half and more blacks got killed.
There were no sweeping changes. In fact, not one law was passed at the federal level.
Right.
So I think that's an important thing to point out. The other thing is, you mentioned the thing about cashless bail. I think this is a big challenge that we have. Would you have felt better if there had been cash bail and the mom had come and put down $1,000 to let him out? It's not about...
The mom, Van, this was out 2 days ago, said, do not release him. But you don't want to listen to her. All right, let him finish and let's go into the audio.
Cashless bail or no cashless bail, it's about the fact that we don't know how to deal with people who are hurting in the way this man was hurting. Hurt people hurt people.
Oh,
what happened
was
horrible.
Hurting.
But it becomes an opportunity for people to jump on bandwagons. And then someone like Charlie Kirk, he should be ashamed of himself. No one mentioned the word race, white, black, or anything except him. What people mentioned is the horror of what happened to this young woman.
Well, he said, I got that white girl. Here it is. Christ. And he cleans off the blood. He says, at least twice I got that white girl. And he's obviously mentally ill, but in this climate, he thinks getting white people's the thing to do. All right, I'm going to stop there. But just remember, Netflix puts out stuff of white people being mean to women on trains. And then you got this. It's just, again, it's the scapegoating and saying white people are doing all this and then covering up what's really happening. It's crazy. Epidemic of whites attacking Asians doesn't even exist. Unless it's us in Vietnam. Killed a bunch of them then, and I'm against it. I'm against going and starting fights and killing innocent people and aborting black babies en masse and all the rest of it and attacking white people. I'm against killing the kids in Gaza. I'm against starting the war in Iraq and setting up Saddam, who's CIA. I'm against Israel attacking the U.S.'s liberty. I'm against the CIA and Mossad running 9/11. I know Matt Braggin's coming up. I'm going to push him about 10 minutes. He'll understand how you get these calls. I apologize. I haven't gone to calls. Lois broke while you were on. Let's just take them in the order they received here. Todd in North Carolina on Trump and social post on vaccines and RFK. I haven't seen these. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, Alex. Trump on True Social, he or somebody in his administration posted a video. The video is basically titled that they're all poison. And so this happened yesterday. And coincidentally, my son, who is in nursing school at a prominent Christian university in Western Virginia, he's training to be a field medic. So he's going to nursing school. He was asked to give a vaccine to a newborn yesterday. And I know you don't like to hear thank you, but thank you for the education on vaccines over the years. And, you know, I'm very proud of my son. He said no. He refused to administer the vaccine, and it was a very proud dad moment. But I've been in North Carolina almost all my life, and something to look into is the closure of mental institutions here in North Carolina. There was a huge mental institution called Dorothea Dix. That was in, it was adjacent to downtown Raleigh. And about a decade ago, maybe a little more than a decade ago, they shut that whole, well, most of the facility down. I'd say
they shut most of them down in the 80s. Well, let me tell you a little story. My mother grew up in what's Central Austin now, but North Austin then, about a mile from the state hospital, Hyde Park. They would have sirens go off every few weeks. And there would sometimes literally be foaming at the mouth, crazy people running down the street, banging on doors, attacking people. I mean, she saw this, you know, on a routine. I mean, they had like homicidal maniacs in there. And back in that day, they were segregated. It was white homicidal maniacs. But the point was, is that, yeah, now these people just roam the streets.
Yeah, it's very concerning. I actually do a property maintenance business. I go into people's homes. And I encounter some mentally ill people that, you know, they make my skin crawl. And, you know, like you were saying, you know, you'd be out to eat and you encounter somebody and you say you need to go to church. Well, I was in downtown Raleigh with my 15-year-old a couple of nights ago, and she likes to go get boba tea. I don't know if your kids have introduced you to boba tea, but we were coming out of this downtown place, and, you know, we got – you know, we had a young black guy. He came and tried to shake us down. And I'm telling you, if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, you're walking around without much protection. Okay.
So you're in the city where she got. So you're in the city where she got killed.
No. I've been in Charlotte a lot. My wife's from Charlotte. We're from Raleigh.
This Raleigh,
the Raleigh-Durham area. Right next to Chapel Hill, where the COVID virus was created.
Wow, that's so incredible. But, Bebby, you're right. And listen, I don't even want to tell these stories. I don't want to be mean to people, but we all know, and black people don't particularly because they live around it. And again, there's plenty of white crazies running around. And I mean, That's another thing. There are, I got to say, the majority of the crazy people I see foaming at the mouth with baseball bats running around the streets and stuff are like crazy white people. But I admit they're so schizophrenic they've never even shook me down. It's crazy. It's nuts, man.
Well, this young black man, his name was Jay. I asked him if he knew the Lord and if he was going to church. And I didn't have any cash on me. I just don't carry cash. But
you know what's crazy? I told that story about saying you need God, go to church. You were already on hold when that happened. That's crazy. You have the same experience.
Oh, yeah. That was just a couple of days ago. And I asked him if I could pray for him. And I prayed for him right there on the sidewalk. I think my daughter, I'm glad she got to witness that. But she thought the guy was going to try to kill us. And but you know what?
Did he start crying when you prayed for him?
You know, he was very reverent during the prayer. And, you know, when we finished, I said, God bless you. And I invited him to church. And we parted ways. I just prayed that God would provide for him miraculously. And, I mean,
well, that's what God's done to me when this happens. I just go, listen, God loves you. You need church. You need God. You stop this now. And then I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to have to kill this guy here in a minute. And, you know, I'm just thinking, God, please don't make me kill. I'm going to kill him. And so I'm, that's a beautiful story, sir. God bless you. I appreciate your call. He never even got to his topic, but he heard me talking about that and brought it up. I got to get to these calls. Because Matt Brackett's ready. Sam in Tennessee, Operation, Midway Blitz, going after the illegals in Chicago. Go ahead.
Yes. And while I was on hold, I watched that clip, and I apologize for inserting something here, but I noticed something I haven't seen pointed out. That girl had her earbuds in, her cell phone out, her face down, her back to people she didn't know with no one watching her back. And even though she was facing the door, she wasn't paying any attention to it. People need to be aware of their surroundings. Or at least not look so unaware.
Listen, her whole house was, over at a shot, was full of Black Lives Matter stuff. She was totally naive. And by the way, getting on an inner city train, you got plenty of crazy white people and others. I mean, it's not just black people. You're getting on one of these trains. You better have your back to the wall and you better be watching.
Yep. So now to the topic I originally called in for. Sorry for adding that.
Go ahead. No, I don't mind you injecting anything. What I don't like is callers lying about the topic they're calling in on.
I just happened to see it while y'all was on hold. I was watching.
No, I understand. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says the United States shall guarantee every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them from invasion and on the application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. Okay. So that's what we're dealing with in this situation is both an invasion and domestic violence. So in the case of the invasion, there is no need for the legislature. The president can act. But in the case of domestic violence, it does require the legislature. Now, it does not specify here whether or not it's state legislature or national legislature. However, state net legislature is specified in other parts. So the implication to me is Congress. I tried reviewing the Federalist Papers. They don't clarify this point. But what I think Trump should do is we didn't get into this. We got into this mess by ignoring the Constitution. Let's follow it. Why doesn't he approach the state legislatures in somewhere like Pennsylvania or North Carolina and see if he can get their approval to help?
Well, I agree. Well, now Maryland's inviting him in. That's a good point. Thank you so much. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
But if you wanna find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like. Till you're bleeding, I'm not about to see your life. But if you wanna find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like.
Luciferian world government system. I am in rebellion against Satan. And I am charged up by the Holy Spirit and ready for war. Prepare this young lady murdered, a young Scottish girl. They're trying to pick up and rape her sister, reportedly. And she goes home and gets her daddy's hatchet and butcher knife and comes out and confront him. She's still in jail. But I'll tell you this, she and her sister aren't raped or dead. They're not in some Islamic sex dungeon. It's better to be tried by nine than carried by six. The ADL, globalist war against humanity, will be defeated. There have been big new developments, ladies and gentlemen. They federally charged the killer of that woman. And now they're investigating the judge, just as Thomas said an hour ago or earlier. The judge was putting him and others in her treatment programs and keeping them out of jail to make money. You've got her as an accessory. You got the motive. You got it all. Covered it next segment. Matt Bracken coming up. Melissa in Kentucky on the subway stabbing her on the air.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for calling.
Okay, so I have to be mindful of what I'm about to say because I do still work in the mental health field. So no one should endure such a tragedy on the subway. Having spent time in Ukraine, it does break my heart for the families that are still in Ukraine or here in the United States. The Ukrainian government is corrupt. And it stifles prosperity, unlike the opportunities here in the United States. So it breaks my heart that she was wanting a better life, knowing what she came from. And the subway perpetrator's mom saying, you know, that he shouldn't be out on bail speaks volumes about his mental health issues. And I hope this time people will come together and pray for both families because she must have been going
through... No, I totally agree with you. And obviously, he's totally mentally ill like the trans shooters, but it's the media and the left saying trans are oppressed, get violent, get guns, have a day of rage, have an uprising. And then you've got the media telling mentally ill black people go out and kill. It is the media, and it is the judges that release them. So that I don't blame black people. I don't blame trans people in general. I blame the social engineers that are engaging in mass mind control.
I understand, and I used to be a part of that. So that's what I was getting to.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That I previously worked for a substance use treatment facility that supported individuals, including those on parole and probation, in overcoming addiction with strong emphasis on progressive and inclusive approaches. It was like maddening, and it was like totally like backwards in thinking. Every day it was like walking on eggshells, but our societal culture has increasingly fostered behaviors associated with sociopathy, such as...
Exactly. No, they know. They send you out who mean well, but they're doing everything behavioral psychology to make it worse, to make the homelessness worse, to make the mental illness worse, to make the crime worse. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Melissa, stay there. I want you to get another minute to finish up. A few other calls, and Matt Bracken takes over. We'll get the latest news straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, white people that have been open season on with the left and the social engineers, and Christians open season with the trans cult being told we're evil, go out and kill us, has had its George Floyd moment. We've got a big development we're going to hit here in a moment. But first, let's finish up with Melissa, who has been a mental health worker, and some say she don't carry the first five to recap what she said. I know she's right because I've studied it with experts. The money, the funding, the federal funding, the state funding, the NGO funding is massive. Most of it gets siphoned off to the NGO people above it, and they do everything to increase the mental illness, increase the crime, increase the recidivism, to just energize it. It's why the more money you throw at homelessness, the worse. The more money you throw at mental illness, the worse. All of it is a plan to take down society. Same thing in Europe, same social engineers. That's what you were getting at. Recap and make any other points you'd like to make about what you witnessed.
Okay. So to recap, I was saying our societal culture is increasingly fostering behaviors associated with sociopathy, such as diminished empathy and accountability. A sociopath is often characterized by a lack of empathy, remorse, or guilt, and may kill without emotional consequences due to their psychological makeup. So that's why the mother was like, don't put him out there. He's going to hurt somebody else. That's my assumption. But a really good book that people can read is by Gadsiad, you know, Suicidal Empathy. And you know, and draw from that, you know, what you will about the culture and how they are wanting people to show kindness and compassion to diverse groups of people. And in closing, you know, just pray for those that, you know, have wrongfully mistreated people. And, you know, like Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing because they literally are blinded by their father, which is the father of this earth.
Well said. Thank you so much. Had a few more calls to go to Matt Bracken. I appreciate being here today and co-hosting. He's got a lot of news and a lot of big topics that are so important, but I know he'll respond to this in a moment when I go to him. Breaking, the Department of Justice has smacked down DeCarlos Brown Jr. with a federal charge after the horrific slaying of Ukrainian refugee. FBI Director Cash Patel and AG Pam Domney say they are seeking the maximum penalty. The brutal attack on Irina Zartuska on the Charlotte Light Rail, North Carolina, was a disgraceful act that should never have happened in America, Patel said. The FBI jumped to assist this investigation immediately to ensure, they now released the video, and make sure justice is served as the perpetrator is never released from jail to kill again. And they go on through that. And now what we talked about hours ago, she's Soros left-connected NGOs. She runs a treatment center for mental health and drugs and placed him in her treatment center making money off of releasing him. So DeCarlos Brown has a number of court-ordered evaluations that include the most recent from schizophrenia. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department interacted with Brown three different times, 2024, and referred him to resources. CMPV arrested 14 times, different violent crimes. Has not answered the questions, but he was sent to second chance services with the judge. So the judge, it appears, it's what's being reported, is the director of operations of where he was being sent. Wow. Is all I can say. Absolutely insane. Let's talk to Mike in Georgia, and then we'll go to Matt Bracken. And if Matt wants to take the other four callers, I just got to turn it over to him as I asked him to co-host. I apologize if I'm getting to him late. Matt in Georgia is a combat Marine on the video of the stabbing. He did a pretty professional job. Looks like he was trained by the Marines, but he wasn't. What's your view, Mike?
Well, I tell you, bad stuff happened. What bothers me the most, and I was glad I had the time because I had to get myself together, is the people standing around there and not doing anything. And I'm not talking about preventing it because they probably couldn't have prevented it. I'm not even talking about
it. But they didn't apply pressure. They didn't go to her. They sit there and watch her bleed to death.
You're right. They probably couldn't have saved her. He probably sliced into an.
But they had no instincts to render aid.
They didn't. They didn't. They didn't even comfort her. They didn't even. I've reached a point with the people in this country that I'm starting to wonder what I did for as long as I did it. Square yourselves away, people. You don't let people die alone like that. I don't care about the guy. We'll catch him. You don't let somebody die alone like that without somebody with him.
Well, I totally agree. If you watch, they got multiple cameras the FBI is not releasing. We watched the long shot of it. When they see her stabbed, they all move away out of cowardice, even though he moves away. They just move away from the problem. One guy stands over her while she's dying. And don't they understand that attitude is like in China. Somebody says, hit by a car, nobody helps them. Old person starving, nobody helps them. This is indicative of an evil society. This lady's like, you know, just, oh, let me get my stuff and move away. Yeah, she just got stabbed three times in the neck. Let me just, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm a tough guy, but I mean, I would have immediately stomped that guy to death. And I just don't see where the instincts are. You know what I mean? He's gone. We can get the names and numbers of Dre, Sean, Dave, Victory Man, Anonymous Bob. I'll call you back tomorrow, or we can ask Bracken right now if he wants to take the calls, he can, but I know he's loaded for bear. Let's just call the callers back tomorrow, because I'm going to, in the war room today, I'll be covering this. We got Joe Biggs co-hosting with Rob Dube. That's all coming up. Again, I flipped out on the Owen thing because he just calls up and quits, never did any of that stuff, said I censored him, let the media run with it, said I didn't give him a raise, and that was true. I just was so betrayed, I got pissed. That wasn't, you know. And people are like, God, you need to, you know, control yourself. When I know somebody 10 years and they're my friend and they're totally cold for last couple wanting to talk to me and they act like that, I just got hurt. So, you know, you tune in here, you're not getting a scripted thing, folks. I don't care about my enemies attacking me. I know they're bad. But I'm only laying that out because, you know, it's just every time I think about the war room, it's like, There's articles every day that I fired him and took him off air because he basically implied that and won't come out and clarify it. He clarified he got raises. He knows I got the documents. So I didn't mean to even get into that. It's just a lot of Benedict Arnold stuff going on, man. And I just, you know, I'm tired of it. Please support us. We are winning in court. We are winning big time. There is a DOJ investigation. They're not doing it for no reason. I'll just leave it at that because they caught them in a bunch of stuff with the DOJ and CIA running the stuff against us. But I got my civil stuff that's winning, and that's what's feeding the DOJ all the information from the depositions and everything. So this is key stuff, and I'll just stop there. I'll just stop there. But I won't be here. I'll be here for part of the show tomorrow, then I'm leaving. I won't be here Friday, and I'm back Saturday night because I'm have meetings. So just please support us. Big sale right now. 50% off the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, all of it. When you're a subscriber, you cancel any time. There's another 25% off on the apparel. I need your support. Plus, the products are just insane. We have an 80%+ reorder on the Methylene Blue, 70-some% on the other supplements. Nobody has that. That if you just get it, you'll love it. Plus, you know you're supporting. Just take action. All right, Matt Bracken, I'm turning it over to you for the next 46 minutes ahead of the War Room. Oh, Matt's got his Methylene Blue. I've never asked Matt. I didn't know he had it. Tell us what you think, Matt, if you want to plug that later. But I want to get your testimonial. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, expert on terrorism, expert on globalism, expert on false flags. He's got a lot to cover, a lot to get into. Is it constitutional what Trump's doing with the troops? Is it a trap, as we predicted, once they get into these cities? But as Matt said, he's still got to be deployed, even though it's a trap. It's like Stuart Rhodes said. Stuart's in studio tomorrow. Look for that. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, and on X. Matt Bracken takes over now. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And I kind of lost track of time the last time I was on, so I didn't. I meant to mention this. If you get this stuff, the Methylene Blue, you want to get a blue cup, and you got to mix this in your kitchen sink because it stains like your wife will get mad. It's very staining, but I just put like an inch of water in the cup, put in one dropper full, which averages out about 15 drops. You know, I don't count them. I just one dropper full is about 15. And I've been taking this because I'm writing a new novel. I'm writing a novel set in Ireland, you know, a year or so in the future. It's a kind of stuff I like to write. And I was trying to just, you know, do anything I could to improve my focus and creativity. So I thought, what the heck? I've been listening to InfoWars about this. Robert F. Kennedy, you know, uses this stuff. So I did some research. Actually, I asked Grok to do the research, you know, to look up all the academic literature and compare a couple things. And I had an off-label subscription during my last novel, I don't have anymore and can't get anymore, to a thing called modafinil, which is used as a wakefulness promoting agent, like in industry, people that work third shift, stuff like that. But it has an off-label use for cognitive enhancement. And in fact, a lot of militaries are using modafinil now instead of just speed, because it's not enough to be just jacked up and awake. You have to also be smart. You know, you don't want to be just jacked up running across a minefield. You want to be awake and smart. So the modafinil was good. I also asked him about low-level cannabis. Seems to have some effects for creativity. Obviously, you don't want to long-term, lots of it, terrible side effects. And methylene blue. And you know, this is the whole thing that I had Grok write up, like a whole little study. You can ask Grok, like, give me 300 words. And they call it the MB. Safety profiles favor modafinil and methylene blue for short-term use. Modafinil and methylene blue have clear cognitive benefits in healthy adults. You know, so it's legit. It's definitely legit. And I didn't need a prescription, unlike the modafinil. So I would recommend it. And I only take it when I'm on a writing day. You know, you definitely are going to be focusing. So if you have a, you know, little glass of the methylene blue, Make sure you're lined up for the work you want to do. Don't go down a rabbit hole being focused on something that's a waste of time, because you definitely will be able to focus and stay on target for longer than usual. And there's no letdown. It's not even like drinking two or three cups of coffee. It's hard to describe, but for me, it helps concentration and focus over several hour period. You know, one of those little droppers, a couple hours before I'm writing, and that's it. But that's my personal my own personal journey with it, and I've been using it like a month, and I've not even gone halfway through that bottle, and the order came with two bottles, so I do recommend it. But I mean, don't take it casually, but if you're in a situation where you need to stay focused and concentrate, like maybe a student studying for finals, that kind of thing, I would say go for it for sure. So the big story today, obviously, is Irina Zarutska. It's a terrible thing. I was number 9 out of 10 kids with 8 sisters, 7 older sisters. And growing up in Baltimore in the, you know, 60s and 70s, when I was a little boy and then a teenager, I think my prime mission in life, as it was laid out to me, just absorbing it through the atmosphere, was to protect my sisters, to protect my mother, my cousins, anybody weaker, any women. You know, there were always a lot of bullies and criminals around, and it was just, like, the prime directive was to protect these girls. And when I saw the Daniel Penny story from the New York subway, I mean, the guy should be getting a medal, right? And instead they try to rake him over the coals. Instead they're, you know, trying to put him in prison for subduing a mentally ill man who was engaged in this activity that, is sort of like charging up to people, getting nose to nose, acting like he's about to attack you, trying to instigate responses and scare people for his fun. Yeah, and then of course in the media he's described as a Michael Jackson impersonator, you know, like some innocent kid doing the moonwalk. Yeah, you know, he was raging at people on the subway and charging up to get in that face to face like I'm about to hit you. So you don't know if the next thing that's going to happen is something like a DeCarlos Brown. Daniel Penny and others subdue him, take him to the ground, waiting for police. And it's complex what, you know, happened, but he passed away. And I don't care if 100 of those guys pass away, if it saves one woman on the subway from being attacked. Don't act like a maniac in public, charging up to people, threatening them, and no Daniel Penny will need to take care of you like that. You know, I grew up in Baltimore taking the bus downtown almost every weekend. I mean, I was a pretty, aggressive and adventurous soul, and I wasn't afraid. I would go to downtown Baltimore, cruising around cool places. Baltimore Public Library was huge. It's like a nationally known gigantic library. I'd spend afternoons there, be working in my dad's law office, stuff like that, and just cruising all around downtown Baltimore. And we learned my peer group in Baltimore City, you know, you do not make eye contact. All these things to avoid getting beaten up, basically. And always being aware that certain minorities like to attack in groups when they could like circle you a little bit, you know, shuck and jive. Hey, you got a cigarette, you got a dollar, you got a light, just trying to get in your face. So I grew up learning how to diffuse situations, avoid situations, haul ass if you have to. But this poor Irina Zarutska, she grows up in Ukraine. And what do people in Europe learn about the United States? They learn that America is the land of Eddie Murphy and just happy, well-adjusted blacks, you know, sports heroes. And it's a terrible thing to avoid them or to be afraid of them. So So as a result, she was completely not even defending herself, not even thinking of defending herself, because she'd been brainwashed into not defending herself. Just watching her sit down in front of that guy, and you don't know what he's likely to do. You don't know who he is. He might be a psycho killer, which he was. Let out of jail 14 times. Now, what she should have done, you know, anybody that grew up like I did in Baltimore, you wouldn't sit down there. You would stand by one of the poles by the exit where you can keep a 360 watch without appearing to be paranoid. If you sit in front of somebody like that, you're not, you know, unless what, you're going to pull out a makeup mirror. How are you going to see what the guy behind you is doing? You can't without turning your head 180 degrees. So just stand by the pole, by the exit, like I'm going to get off at the next stop. So I'm not even getting a seat. Nobody can tell where you're getting off. And then you can use the 360 circle around the pole to keep an eye on everybody without appearing out of, you know, you're not acting unusual in that way. You can also use the pole as a block. If somebody is going to attack you, you've got the pole between you and them. I mean, she didn't do any of those things. She had her hair up, which is good. She was coming from work. She was wearing glasses. I don't even know if she needed them, but she had earbuds in, and she was looking down at her cell phone. And to me, it's like somebody putting their hand into a tiger cage. And you just never realized. You only grew up watching The Lion King, and you thought that wild animals are all pretty tame. She had no clue about the danger she was in. And it's just disgusting to me that the other people on the train ignored her. There she is, stabbed and bleeding by herself, dying alone. And all they wanted to do was walk past her. While the Carlos Brown says, "I got that white girl," more than once. So it's absolutely a racial thing. And I've been saying for years, and I'll say it again, I'm not really familiar with Charlotte, but I say get away from big cities. Just get away from cities in general. I suppose Charlotte's a growing city with its own problems, but you don't want to be there when the lights go out. Imagine those same people, you know, DeCarlos Brown and the other passersby, when there's no electricity, when the train isn't running, when the supermarkets have been looted. If this is their lack of empathy, their sociopathy in the case of DeCarlos Brown, and their total lack of empathy in the case of the other people, imagine how they're going to behave after supermarkets are looted and there's no running water. I mean, seriously, consider getting away from these urban groups, period, no matter what. And it makes me angry. And Alex brought up how Judge Teresa Stokes, she's self-dealing. They have these things called diversion programs. It's like, oh, instead of jail, and they'll say there's no mental health beds. You know, the hospitals only have X number of beds reserved for what in Florida we call Baker Acts. You know, people that are brought in for mental reasons by the police. They just don't have unlimited beds, and we don't have the insane asylums anymore. Okay, fine. Then the guy should be in jail. The default setting shouldn't be let a wild animal back out on the street. Then you have to keep him in jail. And I'm going to get into this in the next segment. We don't need another DeCarlos Brown to know that people like this don't need to be with us. You know, in the Old West, they hanged people just for stealing a horse, because if you stole a man's horse, he could be stranded and die. You don't have to wait for a DeCarlos Brown to actually stab somebody to death. The guy should have been locked up for life after 5, 6, 10 arrests, including violent arrests. And it's better for society if these people are actually executed than to have everybody pay for them to live for the next 30 years in jail. I mean, why should we pay for that? At a certain point, we just have to say, look, the rights of the honest, non-criminals, the Joe taxpayer, What about their rights to live in a sane society? Why don't these things happen in other societies? Why do they happen in America? We tolerate it. And I'm gonna talk some more about this on the other side after the break.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, cause this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I agree that this is the George Floyd moment for American Caucasian capital letter whites. And I don't know if it's going to be enough, you know, if the white liberals are going to bury this story, or if, I mean, obviously we're not going to be burning down Minneapolis over it. But I think that this is going to be a huge red pill moment for a lot of fence-sitting middle-of-the-roaders, because I think that people can really sympathize with what happened to that poor girl. She was raised to be naive, I believe, you know, considering that she had the BLM posters and stuff on her social media. So she was raised thinking that, oh, you know, blacks, it's just Denzel Washington, it's Eddie Murphy, it's Chris Rock, it's all good, everything's fine. Anything else you hear is probably some white racists, you know, just attacking blacks for no reason. So she's young, you give her credit for being naive. But if you have been around a while and you know the statistics, you know, if you've got a group that's 13% of the population and they're causing most of the murders, but society says because of disparate impact, you can't arrest people at the same percentage that they're creating crimes at. Otherwise, you'll have too many of that minority in jail. So you just give them a pass, put them in a revolving turnstile where they're back out on the street. 14 arrests. It's absolutely saying we would rather protect violent criminals than protect innocent civilians, innocent citizens. And women, you're on your own. So if you're a big, strong guy and you got a few friends and you're going to the gym, you don't have to worry about it. But what if you're just a white female or any female? What if you're just a small person or an elderly person? How must it feel to be terrified to have to go to the store to buy the food that you're going to eat? I mean, or to stop and buy gasoline at a gas station in a downtown. I mean, we shouldn't have to live like we're in some kind of a Mad Max dystopia. And it's because the liberals would rather be kind to the cruel. And there's a saying, if you're going to be kind to the cruel, you're going to be cruel to the kind. And, you know, we need to put the rights of innocent people first. This guy should have never been on the street. And punishment needs to be swift. We used to execute prisoners, you know, guilty of murder with witnesses like this within a matter of months, not 20 years on death row. I mean, a lot of people don't mind being in jail. One of the ironies of this, of the debate over no cash bail was leftists going into jails and bailing out criminals, just going in with some funds from some USAID NGO, obviously, you know, laundered to them, to bail out people. And I remember seeing a man saying, why did you bail me out? I just committed that crime so I could go back to jail because jail is my home. I don't want to live on the street in a box. I want my three hots in a cot. You know, when you're in jail, you've got dental care. They give you a haircut if you want. You know, you don't have to worry about where your next set of clothing is coming from. For a lot of people, jail's not that bad. So they don't care if they'll murder somebody and then just spend, you know, the next couple decades watching television, three square meals a day, maybe not the best, but I mean, if you grew up in really rotten situation, jail may be better than where you grew up. The punishment has to be swift and certain, and we need to bring back capital punishment. I don't know if this country is even capable of it. We used to execute people. And there are people in North Carolina, I think, on death row 20 years. That's a joke. If mental health is an automatic loophole, is an automatic no capital punishment, what do you do when you have people that have a sub 80 IQ? They'll all pass as mentally deficient. This guy was not insane. He waited for this small white girl to sit in front of him. He thought about it. He spent several minutes thinking about it. Then he pulled out his knife, jumped up, and stabbed her. Then he walked away saying, I got that white girl. I got that white girl. And people just watched him. Somebody like this, if he's going to get, you know, a whole team of free lawyers to say, oh, the poor lad was mentally incompetent and it's society's fault. No. If there's a rabid dog running through town, you shoot the rabid dog. You don't get into the root causes of why he became rabid, and it's not his fault because poor old Yeller, you know, got bitten by a rabid raccoon, and now old Yeller's. No, you shoot old Yeller. Sorry. There's no loophole for mental deficiency. People need to know at any level of mental competency, if you do what DeCarlos Brown did, we're going to hang you. We're going to put up a scaffold and we're going to hang you. There was a reason why we used to do it in public instead of hiding it away like we were ashamed of it. We did it so that families could bring their children out and say, this is what happens in our society to murderers. We care about the innocent. And if this poor girl, Irina, if all her life means is she lived to 23 and she's killed, and her killer gets to spend the next 40 years watching television and getting 3 square meals a day, where's the justice? We care more about him than her. He shouldn't get to have another birthday. And I don't care if they say his IQ was this or his father did that. I don't care. Society has to count first. And I'm also really angry at all of the judges and all the DAs. You can't blame the cops. He probably would have been arrested 30 times, but they know it's useless. So they just take him to the county line, turf him to the next jurisdiction, knowing he'll be back. But these judges that put him in diversion programs that they'll profit from, or just letting him go in general because they're bleeding hearts and they don't want, you know, black men to be overrepresented, so-called, in jail. So they're letting these savages on the street with innocent people. If somebody puts a cobra into a kindergarten, like takes a basket full of cobras and drops it into the kindergarten, and the cobras start biting kids, do you blame the cobra or do you blame the person that brought in the cobras? Obviously, you blame the person that brought in the cobras. That's the judges that let him go. These people not only need to be named and shamed, they need to be ruined. They need to be wrecked. They need to be seen as the accomplice of DeCarlos Brown. They might as well have given him the knife. And another way that this dysfunctional society helps these criminals, outside of maybe Amtrak and airlines at airports, all of our public transportation is essentially on the honor system. If you jump the turnstile, nobody's going to do anything. So if only honest people are going to pay now to get on a light rail. The urban utes just jump over laughing and do whatever the hell they want. It's that broken windows theory of Rudy Giuliani's where if you get away with jumping turnstiles, you can get away with vandalism. You can get away with larceny at the CVC or stealing from anywhere that you care. In California, it's like $600. You can do that every day. Steal $500 every day. Just walk right out of the store. The stores will have a policy to not even get in your way. And when you do this, you're telling the society, we just don't care about the rules. We don't care. And public transportation just becomes a convenient hangout for criminals and lowlifes and the mentally unstable. We shouldn't have to do that. I mean, sometimes people will put a comparison video of like the Moscow subway compared to the New York subway. And the Moscow subway, it looks cultured. People are dressed well. People are minding their own business quietly. Same thing in Japan. Same thing in Singapore. Then you look at American mass transit, and it looks like some kind of Mad Max escape from Los Angeles, escape from New York. We shouldn't have to live like this. The civilized people should be able to get control of our society again and take it back from these lunatic judges and DAs. I mean, a lot of them are the stupid ones just think they're doing good by keeping their co-minority out of jail. The other ones higher up the chain, they're actively working on the Cloward-Piven principle to just overwhelm the system and wreck it in that way. There's no doubt about it. Look at this, Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania. People like that, they are saboteurs. They are actively trying to sabotage our society, to wreck it, to destroy it, hoping that some socialist utopia will come out of it. Like, you know, maybe we'll see that in what kind of socialist utopia they're going to make in New York City when this Mondami is elected. So that might be a little bit of medicine for those people. But this, you know, this idea of depolicing, it has a consequence. And now Trump is talking about sending National Guard into Chicago and other cities. And it's, you know, it's obviously a terrible situation, but I still think it's a mistake to do that. Yes, you can bring in ICE heavy. You can deputize, or bring in outlying sheriff's departments, but National Guard in Chicago and other cities, it just makes me wonder, what is the end game? What's the end result? Like Colin Powell used to say, you know, when do you know you have a victory? What's the exit strategy? It's easy to go in, but once Trump sends the National Guard into Chicago, are they going to be there permanently? Are they going to start stepping on the toes of gangs, and then you have a fight between National Guard and the gangs? And then anything then from there on is blamed on Trump, not the crazy Democrats that run Chicago. Unless you're going to declare an insurrection and absolute martial law, but then we literally do become a police state. If the National Guard are going to be the permanent police in all Americans, big American cities, I think it's a huge, huge mistake. It's a trap. Washington, D.C. is different. It's the federal District of Columbia. So the federal government has much more say in how to run that place and how to police it. But I think it's better to, you know, let the Democrats own their ruination of these cities. Let them own it. Once Trump goes in with the National Guard, then Trump owns it. And there's no exit strategy. But we'll see how it works out. I am glad to see ICE going in heavy and using, you know, like suburban sheriff's departments for help. But, yeah, the National Guard in Chicago, I think it's a big mistake. Could be wrong, but anyway, before the segment ends, there's a couple other things I want to mention. The situation with Israel and Qatar, I think is really horrible. And for people who reflexively say, oh, Hamas is a terrorist organization, so kill those bastards anywhere you can find them. You know, if they were on the moon, shoot a rocket at the moon. But they're missing the bigger point, which is Trump is in the middle, supposedly, of working on a hostage release deal. Whether or not that's, you know, possible at this point at all, whether it's realistic, Trump is out talking about it. Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, they pick that moment to launch another sneak attack on a neutral country to kill Hamas leadership that are actively engaged in these negotiations. Who is going to negotiate with the United States of America? You know, there are rules of parlay, the white flag. It's not because you're a softy. It's not because you're a bleeding heart. It's because of something called enlightened self-interest. There might be a time down the road when you need to negotiate. And if you send out your negotiators and they're beheaded, you know, and the heads are sent back in baskets, you've pretty much closed off any possibility of a diplomatic solution. After that, you're saying it's going to be war to the last, you know, the last breath, war to the knife, knife to the hilt. No possibility of negotiation. Israel did this at the beginning of the 12-day war when they attacked the Iranian scientists, including those that were in negotiating over their nuclear program. And America at that point should have disconnected from Bibi Netanyahu. completely. This is a very disgraceful thing to do, to kill people involved in negotiations, and for America to just, and Trump to just go along with it means he agrees with it. Well, after that, you know, you pretty much can't rule out anything that could happen, you know, including, say, an airplane full of American politicians being shot down. They'd say, well, you know, they were the ones that were sending all the 2,000-pound bombs to drop on Gaza. So we're just doing what the Americans would do and taking out our enemies anywhere, any way. I mean, this, as far as I'm concerned, is just Israel once again trying to drag us into a greater war in the Middle East and to actively sabotage any chance of a real negotiated settlement. Because I think Israel does not want any kind of a negotiated settlement. I think they're going scorched earth in Gaza. They're going to bulldoze the rubble with the bodies inside. There'll never be an accurate count of how many people were killed with those American 2,000-pound bombs. There'll never be an accurate count. And they, you know, Syria, we see now, it's still under the rule of this guy, Jelani, former boss of Al-Qaeda, former ISIS, head chopper, $10 million bounty on his head. Then he puts on a suit, trims his beard, and meets Trump, pictured with Trump glad-handing and grinning. This is very disgraceful for America. Very disgraceful. And if I'm an Iranian, I'm thinking, that's what they want for Iran. Obviously, no combination of Israel and America can invade and take over and conquer Iran. But you can see a pattern developing from Gaza to Lebanon to Syria. What Israel's vision is to just wreck the countries around them, turn them into Mad Max tribal warfare hellscapes. And then they won't be a threat to Israel because they'll be just warring warlords fighting over the, you know, the what's left. And that strategy to me is quite evil when you're applying it to a, you know, a country of 90 million like Iran, because I think that's their end game is to just wreck Iran and leave it a complete shambles, which will probably mean 10 or 20 million refugees heading to Europe and America, among other consequences. You know, wreck their water plant and then they don't have clean water. Great. This is a really wonderful thing to be associated with, this strategy. And when it comes back to America, it's going to come back to haunt us because all of our enemies know that we live in a glass house. We should not go around the world throwing stones when we're so vulnerable, when we live and die by our electrical grid. And everybody knows it, even if our politicians don't. Anyway, finally, last thing. I'm working on a novel now set in Ireland with echoes of the 19-teens and 20s in Ireland with weapons being smuggled into the country to try to push back against the globalists that are right now completely taking over Ireland. And it's not just, North Africans, Africans, and Middle Easterners, mostly Muslims. There's also just tens of thousands of Indians moving in and taking jobs, starting companies with help from the Irish government, and then only hiring Indians that they're bringing in. I mean, I would say that Ireland is almost like a beta test. It's an advanced laboratory example of how can a country that never colonized anybody, that never went out and oppressed anybody. The Irish have been the only inhabitants there since the Ice Age. The original like Druids and Celts. They have never oppressed anybody. They were attacked by Vikings. They were conquered by the English, but the Irish never did it to anybody. And now they're being wiped out of their ancestral homeland that they have been the owners of since the last ice age. Since the ice sheets retreated from Europe 10,000 years ago, it's the only home of the Irish. And now they're being displaced and eradicated by the dilution of their population. They'll be gone in a generation. And it's just heart-wrenching for me to see it. So that's why I'm writing a novel about this pushback against this globalization, the active kinetic phase of it in my novel begins in Ireland. And it's like the high tide line of the globalism is taking place in Ireland, where England and the United Kingdom have already fallen. They've already got, in my novel, declared Sharia zones with signs posted all over English and British cities saying what the new Sharia laws are, with British police not going into these zones, with these zones patrolled by Sharia police, a de facto takeover of the cities of England, and the fight then taking place in Ireland. And that's in my fictional work. That's where the Irish get arms from America and begin to push back against both their traitors and the invaders, because the two work together. You know, you don't have these millions of migrants coming in without a misuse of these European humanitarian laws, which basically say anybody that shows up in your country and claims asylum, you have to give them a hotel, feed them. It's ridiculous. It's like somebody mentioned the God Sod book about suicidal empathy. Suicidal empathy at that point is worse than Cloward Piven. It's an active sabotage method or against your own country. It's traitors actively working to wreck their own country. And to me, it's really disgusting. And in the case of England, we're seeing people doing the, putting up the St. George cross. And in Ireland, they're flying the Irish tricolor with Irish traitors saying how racist it is to fly the Irish flag in Ireland. Anyway, that's what I'm very involved in. And yes, I actually, since I'm writing only on the writing days, I do use this stuff, just a dropper full. Do it in a blue cup because it's extremely staining. You'll know. But, yeah. So after this show, I'll get back to the book and I'll see you again. I'm not sure, next time that, I'm invited, I'll come. And, yeah, you know, I have my newest book, Doomsday Reef, my first book, Enemies Foreign and Domestic. They're all available on Amazon, or you can get them straight from me. I'll sign them, or you can get them on Audible on Amazon, and you can get them, on Kindle eBooks. But if you get them from me, then you cut Jeff Bezos out of the equation. And the details are on my website. I've got a post office box and a PayPal, things like that. But, yeah, that's how I'm trying to, be my own little Paul Revere, is writing these novels. You know, the first one starts with a big false flag attack at a stadium on the first page. And I've been trying to write ahead of the current events for the last almost 20 years now. And I believe that when you do this, you lessen the chance of these false flags being tried, because they're already busted before they even try them. They know that they can't get away with it. And it's been good to see these narratives bubbles popped by people getting out in front. And I would say InfoWars and Alex Jones has been at the tip of the spear of this popping the narrative bubble. Because when you do that, they can't get away with it, because they know that as soon as they pull one of these false flags, there's going to be teams of patriots that are going to be working it and pulling it apart and finding the truth. They could have gotten away with these things, like say the JFK assassination, for decades. Not anymore. Now we find out, we get on it right away. I'll see you next time.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.